What is it?
I was just researching on some audio that I pulled earlier, trying to get the most up-to-date information, and it made me laugh.
I don't get it.
If you want, cut number 5. You can play that. You had an NFL game over the weekend. It was the Bears on the road against the New England Patriots. Down by 25, and in the fourth quarter, Lamar Houston, defensive end for the Bears, gets a sack.
Ruffalo being rushed. Down he goes, first sack of the game. Lamar Houston. But Lamar, let's not go overboard on the celebration.
I think he's hurt. He should have been watching Stephen Tulloch. Stephen Tulloch of the Detroit Lions torn ACL. You just hate to see it because it's an incredible.
What?
So after he makes this sack, he does his dance. It wasn't a good one because he hurt himself on it. So the reason I was laughing was, ooh, I haven't checked to see if there's an injury update on him. He blew out his ACL.
Kind of dance was he doing?
It was sort of like he kind of hopped up in the air and kind of landed on both feet at the same time and then just kind of almost like Hulk-ish. And he landed wrong, man. So as he hits, he kind of wobbles and then he just lies back on his back. So you can hear the crowd initially groan, like, why is this guy celebrating? You're down by 25 points. Slow your roll. And then he obviously falls down in pain, and then they all kind of go, oh, yay!
But Lamar, let's not go overboard on the celebration.
Now he's down.
I think he's hurt. He should have been watching Stephen Tulloch. Stephen Tulloch of the Detroit Lions torn ACL. You just hate to see it because it's an incredible play by Lamar Houston. And then watch the celebration. Now, mind you, you're down 25 points. Not smart.
This is not the first guy either.
Well, that sounds like something I would do. What'd you do? Blew out ACL? What were you doing? Walking? And this is some guy trains all the time.
Yes.
Should be able to jump up and down.
Should. But again, as the Fox broadcast crew right there, they even said, there's another guy, Stephen Tulloch. It happened to him. He was celebrating and he blew out his ACL because he tweaked his knee.
Learn a dance that you can do.
It makes sense. How about something that's not jarring? Or how about do what was it, Walt Garrison said? Why don't you just go back in the huddle?
Did he say that the day he was on with us?
Something very close to that effect. The story he told when he was in the studio with us years ago was, I don't understand why everyone celebrates doing their job. Like a guy on a kickoff, he goes down, tackles a guy. He gets up and celebrates like he just won the damn Super Bowl by himself. It's like, no, get your butt back to the sideline where you belong.
Boys always want to run around and dance and do whatever, look like a bunch of Kansas City fellers. Like I was teaching my boy Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let him play football with other fellers because they're afraid he'd get hurt, so he played with all his goats. And I had to keep telling him over and over, Ben, this is just touch football.
Sorry, Ben, I couldn't resist. But it fits. He's right. It's the old school mentality of, why are you celebrating doing your job? I think that was the exact wording that Walt used.
Never seen me do a line dance when I got into the end zone.
Mm-mm.
Just the way we was back in the 70s. I'm Walt Garrison.
Yeah. It's the whole thing. You get in the end zone, you act like you've been there before.
Don't act like it's a strange country.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, I'm in Jamaica.
People get in there, they score a touchdown, and they start looking around like, I wish I had my camera.
And they're worried because they forgot their passport.
I wonder if this end zone's got a duty-free shop. I want to buy some stuff.
With some smokes and whiskey.
Probably save me some cash on some skull.
There was also another.
It's like when it's not really the same thing. It's like when the ratings come out. You don't see me come in and start slamming stuff around, jumping up and down, spiking monitors.
Have you
I just shoot new music.
Yeah. Or like the the new insurance commercial with the football player excited about getting cold cuts, does an end zone celebration.
I didn't see it.
It's the same premise. It's you don't celebrate everyday little things like number 42, we're serving you next. Oh, I'm going to get cold cuts. It does a whole touchdown dance. It's the same thing. You're right. I made a copy before the show. I didn't run around and celebrate like, oh, my God.
Made a copy of what?
Just I had a copy machine.
Actually, if you get that thing to work, that's worth celebrating.
Oh,
for.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, well, maybe
I was up. Oh, what was up here? Saturday and Sunday, and there were, for whatever reason, there were a bunch of promo people around the copier.
Mm-hmm.
Had it open, looking at it, staring at it, like, man, that's a big engine. They had it. They had no idea. I don't know what they were trying to do, but obviously it wasn't working.
Jesus.
So maybe close right. Maybe you should do some type of dance.
I guess maybe I should have. I didn't realize it was that special. I mean, if I can get the shockwave plug in to unclench, then I feel like making a victory lap.
Oh, speaking of the ratings, Don Davis sent it. I don't know if you guys got it. Sent it right before 3 o'clock. I guess this would be for September. No, have to be for October.
Yeah, I guess so. Be like part of September, maybe? Like the end of it?
I don't know how the ratings roll. I just know we get ratings once a month. 3 months is a book. That's what our bonuses are based on. He didn't send me the ratings for everybody else, just our show.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah, I hadn't seen him. I saw the email come through, but didn't read it yet.
Congratulations, another big month. Number one, men 18 plus. Number one, men 25-54. Number one, men 18-49. Number two, adults 25-54. See? That AC/DC does work. He put that in the email. I'm sorry, but Don Davis has earned this one.
Yeah. Atta boy. Where'd he go, Squatch? Sorry.
And he is. He is being sarcastic because he knows we're dropping him.
That AC/DC.
It's one of the few emails in a long time from anybody I've just said and laughed at. And I wanted to reply. Now, that's funny, but I probably would have thought I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Because he's in on the joke of if it's old, we're dropping it.
Right. All right, so I got carried away for a second. So it was number
you want them again?
Yeah, please.
Number one, men 18 plus. Nice. Number one, men 25-54. Number one, men 18-49. And number two, adults 25-54. So somebody's got some of our women. Otherwise, we'd be number one in adults.
I'm going to guess it's Billy.
He still hasn't paid me for all the money he's made off that YouTube video that we plugged.
I saw that commercial over the weekend again. It's in rotation during NFL games.
The entire video?
No, my fault. His viral video, the snippet of it, is in a Google commercial, and I've seen the Google commercial.
Oh, I saw it Friday night. Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Chloe?
You? Both of us.
Yeah.
And Alfie. It was on the TV, I don't know, 8 o'clock, whatever. And they went, this is the one where they bought part of Billy's viral video. It's maybe 20 frames. I don't even think it's a full second.
No, it's, yeah, brief.
And I think it was just the kid in the car seat. Mm-hmm. If that's the right commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the spot was for.
It's for Android, just their operating system.
But the kid's not singing.
It just shows the different popular or viral videos.
And is that what all of that?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess if you stay on top of YouTube, you'll know it.
Yeah, like the one with Billy and the kid, obviously the little kitten that raises its hands up, really, you know, all those.
What, Clone?
It's for Android, right?
That's what he said.
I thought he had an iPhone, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he does have an iPhone. None of that was shot on Android. what company is it?
It's Google.
Do they have Android phones?
They make Android.
Oh. I think somebody should tell him. How much money he got? I wonder how much money he stole for that. Because I'm sure they asked, was this shot on an Android? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it could have been his girlfriend's phone.
That is true. Could have been. And that would make sense because I think she was the one that originally posted it, so that is possible.
I think he had her post it so Clear Channel wouldn't try and take any money.
He's smart.
Okay, that's it.
All right. You want something else sporty? Semi?
What are you giggling at, Alfie?
Nothing, just messing with Billy's stuff.
Oh. Yeah, Cowboys play tonight against the Rojo Epidermis.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
I can't be the first one that's come up with that.
First one I've heard. I've heard various...
Just trying to be PC, man.
Yeah, I've heard various other PC nicknames thrown out there. That's the first of its kind.
Couldn't they just... Would it be a compromise just to call them the Skins?
I think for those that are still going to have a problem... I think if you have a problem with it now, I think you would still have a problem with it because it's still kind of there. You know what the name was. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Although, you've had school districts change their mascot from like the Frisco Fighting Coons to the Frisco Fighting Raccoons.
Yes.
So, do you think people are still mad that it used to be the Fighting Coons?
I imagine that got... They
same concept.
Past that. I suppose. I think it's a little different because raccoons is still supposed to be the animal, whereas the shortened version is pretty offensive by some. I think, to me, what I would do, not my team, but if I owned them, you change the name to the Washington Warriors. You can keep the logo, and I don't think there's anything negative about it, unless someone comes and says, hey, we don't like this because you're making it sound like all Indians are right. aggressive and fighters or whatever.
Well, the logo, in the Indian red?
It is.
Like red.
Very, yeah. It's also...
In movies, I never really saw red Indians. They were tan. I've seen rednecks.
Lots of rednecks. Mm-hmm. That is true. Mm-hmm.
So my guess is they'd have to change lighten the skin on the logo.
That would help. And then also, they'd probably change a color scheme a little bit because the color red is a prominent feature on the uniforms.
Well, now I can see why the owner hasn't really wanted to change anything. All right. Here's what it's going to cost to change.
Right.
And there are actual Indian groups, tribes, nations that are okay with it.
Mm-hmm. I think it was...
But there's going to be a protest. Where are they playing?
They're at Cowboy Stadium.
There's a protest plan tonight for that.
Yeah, he actually, Daniel Snyder, the owner of the team, what was it you called it?
The Rojo Epidermis.
Them. He actually had I think it was a chief and his wife of a nation, of an Indian nation that supports the team name, in the owner's box sitting next to him during a primetime game a few weeks ago.
How did everyone know that he was the chief of an Indian nation?
I'm pretty sure people were told.
I'm sure that they were told for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Look who I brought with me.
See? I told you I knew one.
Look at this press release.
I didn't tell him to say anything to anybody. He's not wearing a name tag. Just the headdress is the only thing that points him out.
No, he wasn't wearing a headdress. He was actually wearing a team hat.
Really?
Yeah. Which is sort of like wearing a hat that's wearing a headdress. It's in a logo.
I think it's okay if Indians wear headdresses.
Oh, it certainly is.
All right, what was the other sports thing you had?
The other thing was Cut 6. Over the weekend, there was a big college football matchup. LSU played Ole Miss. Ole Miss lost because they threw LSU a last-second interception. There is a young couple whose house is divided. The guy recording this is an LSU Tiger fan. The girl is for Ole Miss, as you can plainly hear.
I hate LSU!
Does it say in the story how old these people are?
Young, I'd say very early 20s.
Adults.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love you! Yes, I know.
What?
Right there, she said, damn it. As she said, damn it, she actually takes the milk jug on the kitchen island and just slams her crap out of it and just busts.
Now she's got two things. It was at LSU and who?
Ole Miss.
And was she an alum of Mississippi?
I don't know. I'm going to assume she is, but there are a lot of times people will be a fan of a school and they've never actually attended.
See, the funniest thing is, you can't really understand 70% of what she's saying. Doesn't matter. It's this chick having a fit.
Yeah.
In our minds, we know what she's saying.
Exactly. That, and that's why I said it's kind of sport stuff, but really it's just a chick wigging out.
They're what?
They're my life.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss football is my life. My life.
It sounds like that chick that wanted to go to the lake really bad. Oh, I go to the lake.
I remember that. I forget what the story was. But the guy driving didn't want to stop. Could we stop and get some cigarettes? No.
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, she just gets that. Because at first, when I first heard this, I thought, I'm not buying. I don't think it's real. But then I heard the full version that included where she throws a spatula at him after she busts the milk and you hear her going to the other level scream. And I was like, okay, that's authentic. I've heard that before.
Did you not look at the video?
No, I've seen the video as well.
I'm pulling it up. I just got to see what she looks like.
Just cute, young, 20s, blonde.
After I sat through this 15-second commercial.
Yeah. I say cute, but you have to look through the sobbing and fitdom.
Got 142,000 views so far.
And there's another one that I think has 500,000.
Okay. Obviously, she swears, so I can pull the video up or the audio. There she is. Shooting with the phone vertical. She's in the kitchen. And she's just scrunched over. Grabs a gallon of milk and just slams it on the counter.
Yeah. Then she assaults her boyfriend.
She's got a nice set of jugs. As she's holding on the counter, just bent over crying.
And I think at that point, that's where she's doing the, like she's trying to catch her breath crying.
Now she's screaming. Those are some nice cans. Yeah, 100 and, what'd I say? 142 on this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one with 13,000. Here's another one at the top, 586,000.
Yeah. And that just happened Saturday night.
People love crazy bitches.
Whether it's college or pro. You're going top first pick in a crazy draft.
I'm just watching her. I'm guessing it's real, but this is a good way. If you're selling videos on YouTube, baby, I need you to go nuts for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really mad about it. All right, I'm sorry, but this is probably going to be worth a few thousand. Go in the kitchen and make me some food, you
Just watch the hits roll in.
Break here. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:34, first check on traffic over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Getting started off in Dallas, westbound I-20 right at Lancaster Road. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 45. In Carrollton, northbound I-35 right at Beltline Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to 635. And in Louisville, southbound 121 right at I-35. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Marchant Huffines. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the NTE Express. Tonight, clouds, 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of just 78. Right now, 84 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
What was a smug look?
It's not smug.
What is it?
Just sounds to me like someone did some work on bumpers over the weekend.
I just did a couple.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm not really big on the whole song. Black Crowes?
Yeah, Black Crowes.
But I figure for a bumper, it's all right.
Yeah.
And I worked on some stuff for the Halloween special for this next Friday. And
the one thing you sent me over the weekend sounded really good. I like it. I'm excited about Friday.
Yeah, it took me about an hour and a half to do that 30-second clip, so I don't know if we're going to be ready by Halloween. Not everything's going to need that much production. That was just a, what would you call it, an actuality.
Yes.
That had to be produced. More audio? You want to start news?
I do have more audio if you like. Over the weekend, or actually, I think it was last night, Game 5 of the World Series. World Series going on right now. That's baseball. I deserve that finger.
You're welcome.
However, that also means someone has to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and that person was Aaron Lewis from Stained, and he managed to mess it up a little bit last night.
Once so proudly we hailed.
Sounds like a country singer.
His career has shifted in the last couple of years to country. He actually did, I think it was a whole country album at one point, right, Clove?
Yeah. It's more like, yeah, southern rock country.
It's the first time I've heard him sing a cappella.
He's a good singer. He didn't show his best in this, but he's still.
Once so proudly we hailed. We're so gallantly streaming.
He knows the Star Spangled Banner is not about video or audio on YouTube, right?
Yes.
So back then, they weren't gallantly streaming.
No, they were not.
I don't know why anybody takes this. We talk about this every time somebody blows it. Why? Why would you want to do it? Very seldom are there any accolades.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're right.
They either pick apart the style in which you did it. You were off key. You forgot the words. They don't like the fact that you grab your vagina and spit afterwards.
Some people take offense.
So what's the magic?
For him, it's an honor to do it. I think he was excited and happy to do it. And I mean, he's already apologized for it. He went on Facebook, on his Facebook page, and just said, all I can say is I'm sorry and ask for the nation's forgiveness. My nerves got the best of me, and I'm completely torn up about what happened. America is the greatest country in the world. The Star Spangled Banner means so much to so many, including myself. I hope everyone can understand the intensity of the situation and my true intent of the performance. I hope that the nation, Major League Baseball, and the many fans of our national pastime can forgive me. Now, that's how you apologize.
Yeah.
I think it's a little overboard, but if it stifles everybody else, then dandy.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's ever done it and somebody said, that's the way you do it?
Two people, Ray Charles and Whitney Houston.
I don't think I've ever heard Ray Charles do it. I've heard him sing
God Bless America.
America. The Beautiful.
Damn it.
There was somebody else. Man, I hate to say this, but I think it was the Oak Ridge Boys.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, you're making that face. Is it physically hurt?
I'm not sure, but I think it was at AAC.
Wow.
Yeah, the harmonizing thing works because, yeah, once again, Huey Lewis actually did, in the news, did a good version of it too.
And it's actually, this is all, you know, there's a karma train here involved with Aaron Lewis, because it was a couple of years ago, he actually criticized Christina Aguilera for her interpretation of the Star Spangled Banner. I want to say hers was before the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and she had botched some of the lyrics. So I actually have that audio if you want, Russ. It's cut four at a performance. He just, in the middle of performance, started talking about the Star Spangled Banner and people screwing it up.
Better than Christina. Was that Cyndi Lauper? I'm not really sure who. I guess I don't understand how people that sing the national anthem can be so self-absorbed that they would try to change that song.
So he was criticizing her style.
Yeah.
If there's a single song in the history of this country that deserves no creative interpretation, it's that one.
Okay, it's not really being two-faced.
No.
One was style, and the other one was, man, I got real nervous and I forgot.
Yeah.
You just swell up. I couldn't sing it.
No.
Even if I could sing, I couldn't sing it.
No. But see, now, I don't know how it was in San Francisco for the game. That's where he saying it. But at the ballpark in Arlington, in center field, they've got the lyrics on the screen for you.
That's a good idea.
It's smart.
No,
it's damn smart.
In case the crowd wants to
sing. Yeah. But to me, it's one of those, it makes sense. If I'm in the park and I know that there are lyrics somewhere, I'm just going to turn and face those. That makes sense to me. Then my bases are covered. Sorry for the pun.
Make it look like you're just singing to the heavens.
Yeah. Or you can do the route that I did at a couple of white trash parties. Not certain of the lyrics, print them out, hold them in your hand.
And there's really nobody. I found the Oak Ridge Boys.
I'm curious. I can't remember the last time I heard this.
This is this says it formed the Star Spangled Banner at Governor Bill Haslam's inauguration. I believe that would be Tennessee.
Okay.
I don't know what the audio's like on this. I just pull it up.
All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
The bass guy needs to tone a bow, bow.
Yeah, no.
Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was.
I would say, even though I hate country music, it's not a bad one to point to.
No, that's good.
Star Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah. Ba-bow,
ba-bow. <A-mow>.
That was nice of you to remain seated through the entire national anthem, Alfie.
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know we were supposed to stand for recordings of it.
The national anthem.
Yeah, I know, but...
Did you see me stand up?
Yep, I just thought you were uncomfortable.
I thought your butt hurt.
Thought it made you uncomfortable since you being a communist and whatnot.
I'm never sure what to do when... Like, if I'm watching the game on TV and they do the national anthem, I
stand up.
I look around me.
If I'm at a sporting event, I'm standing and I'm singing loudly.
Well, that makes sense. You got people watching you. But if it's the full national anthem, it's on television, I do one of two things. I stand up or I change channels.
Damn. I took the last time it happened, the last time it happened, it was before a Cowboys game or some game, and my father-in-law.
It doesn't count.
That didn't hear it. Change channel.
What's your story?
My story is I take my cue on what to do with the national anthem on TV based on my surroundings. My father-in-law is a Marine. Was. So if he didn't hop right up to stand for the national anthem on TV, then I'm not going to be the weird one that does.
I think I would, especially with your father-in-law being a Marine.
He knows that I respect him, and I thank him for his service. I've done it multiple times, but if he's not standing in that, it'd look weird if I did, and he might look at me as stupid kid.
Well, you just look at him, you go, "This. What do you call him? Do you call him Dad?"
No, I just call him Jerry.
He won't let you call him Dad?
I honestly never...
You don't feel right?
I don't know.
Let's try it one day. See if he wigs out.
See if he wigs out and bayonets me. I think he'd be okay with it if I did, but I'm not. We've never had that talk.
What rank was he?
Corporal.
I believe I'd call him Corporal.
I have a couple of times. Usually on Veterans Day, Memorial Day, something like that.
Run around the house screaming, hoorah.
I stop it short of that.
Okay.
But yeah, when you volunteer for Vietnam, it's like, okay.
I don't think Vietnam was volunteering.
He did.
I think a lot of, no slam on your daddy-in-law. But I think most of them went, maybe if I go ahead and enlist, I can pick what branch I can be in.
That's exactly what he did. He just he figured, you know what, the draft's going to happen. I'll probably get picked either way. I might as well go into where I can control it.
And Vietnam was a war that I'm sure a lot of people, even though they weren't conscientious objectors, probably still eyeballed how far Canada was away.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a war where they were testing everything out.
Yeah.
Chemical agents and Tropic Thunder type stuff.
Yeah. My dad was actually like that.
Blowing up crap, screaming, big ass! Your father went?
My dad, his draft never came up. It probably helped that he was born on the 4th of July, but he actually wondered. He thought, okay, if I get called, what am I going to do? It wasn't automatic in his head. All right, I have to go. It was like, I wonder how long it is to get to Canada.
It's... That would... You'd... Man, I don't know. I get goosebumps with about everything that's American short of the people in this country.
You get wrapped up in the idea. Mm-hmm. You're an idea man.
I'm still wrapped around American pride, mm-hmm. if anybody still has any. I'd give it a hard thought before I just showed up for boot camp. I don't think I could live with myself if I went to Canada, but man, I sure like my legs.
Everyone does.
Oh, I found my draft card about a month and a half ago.
Really?
I had to enlist on my, or enlist, register on my 18th birthday.
Yeah, the Selective Service stuff.
I don't even like that name, Selective Service, because you feel like if you say it, they're going to go, oh, that's right, we didn't draft him. Let's go get him.
Hey, a free agent.
I don't remember the number. I just found the card. I'm well beyond the come and get me, Ed, right?
I believe
they stop at a certain age.
At a certain age, yeah, you age out.
Yay.
They expanded it.
To what?
what?
You're safe. I don't know what age they expanded to. At one point, they had locked it off, and then they expanded it, I think, after 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Partly because you had so many people saying, hey, I want to join. Sorry, you're too old. But I want to. And then they realized, okay, let's let the people that really want to get back in. As opposed to going to get a 20-year-old whose back is to us.
Okay. We got about a couple minutes. You want to start news? You got another piece of audio? You want to play something else, America?
We'll do another thing of audio real quick. See, we got that. Over the weekend, Jim Carrey hosted Saturday Night Live, cut number 7.
Yeah, I almost watched that Sunday on Hulu and decided I'm not that interested.
Yeah. This part was actually pretty good. This is of the whole show, this is what's been the most popular deal. He spoofed the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercials. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen one where there's a steer in the middle of the road and McConaughey's just staring at him, sitting in his, I guess it's an SUV.
Yeah, Lincoln SUV.
Rolling a booger the entire time.
It's funny you mention that. Cut 7.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean take a big step back. Like go from winning an Oscar to doing a car commercial.
At this point, it's nighttime. He's driving in the SUV, and he's doing the finger-thumb roly-booger thing the whole time.
Does McConaughey do the booger thing in every commercial?
I think he only did it in the one with the bull.
Because that's all he did the entire time. He's just kind of leaned over with his, I think his right arm on the armrest, just doing this.
Just that index finger thumb rolling back and
like
forth.
When somebody plays, you know, the, oh, look, the world's tiniest violin, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's all he did. It's like, all right, you going to flick it at the steer?
Right.
What's happening here?
And we said that like a month ago.
Actually, I think you pointed it out.
Whatever.
My agent was like, I could understand if you did this right after the Lincoln lawyer. That would have made sense. But you don't buy a Lincoln because it makes sense. You do it because you love it. Or because you're an Uber driver.
A what?
An Uber driver. It's a new cab service.
Oh.
I feel safe in here to drive around all night long, contemplating the important questions of life. Who am I? Why am I here? When I'm done rolling up this booger shit.
Yeah.
Who am I? Why am I here? When I'm done rolling up this booger, should I eat it or throw it out the window? Feels good. Like a tiny little tennis ball. Hi there, little fella. Ain't you a vision?
What was the last thing he said?
Ain't you a vision?
Oh.
Yeah, because at that one point, the questions of life, then he finally looks down at his fingers and just goes, and what am I going to do with this booger?
What is the commercial where he's standing, staring at the steer the entire time, the standoff on the road? What is that about? I don't even know if they mention the Lincoln, whatever it is.
They show it.
Yeah?
But it's basically a sort of a philosophical conundrum that he's facing, and then also actually facing a bull. Sort of like different roads you take, and then sometimes you just, I don't know. The man, I focus on the fact that he was talking about Cyrus the bull and rolling a booger.
But I don't think they talked about any of the features. You know,
no,
I thought at a certain point he was just going to foot to the firewall and mow the cow down.
I kind of wondered.
Four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even lose my booger.
That's how smooth this Lincoln's ride is.
What is it called? A Lincoln what?
It's M something. It's an SUV.
Like an MK or something?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's like three letters.
One of the other spots, I was driving Lincolns before. I can't do McConaughey, but I was driving them long before I started doing these spots.
Mm-hmm. I was driving Lincoln long before anyone said, pay me to. I just thought it was cool. I love a Lincoln.
They always look new.
They're shiny, they're bright.
Just like them high school girls.
I get older. You know the rest.
Yeah. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20 right at Lancaster Road. That accident there has now been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from 45. Pete Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is now jacked up all the way back to the Northwest Highway. It's about a half-hour delay through that. That one involves six vehicles. Probably going to be there for a little while. And in Louisville, southbound 121, right at I-35. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Hebron Parkway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, cloudy and 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A high of 78. Right now, 84 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, Daniel, you got more sound? You want to read?
Let's do some reading.
405, Dan O'Malley's here with words.
Thank you, Russ. Today's Monday, October 27th, 2014. Birthdays today. Kelly Osbourne, Ozzy's kid, 30. Porn star Tanya James is 31. She starred in 150 films, including Two Chicks, Same Time, Two. Patrick Fugit from Almost Famous is 32. Scott Weiland, formerly of STP and Velvet Revolver, is 47. Matt Drudge turns 48. Ivan Reitman, director, is 68. Lee Greenwood, who did God Bless the USA, turns 71. And from Monty Python, John Cleese turns 75 today. The state leaders in New York and New Jersey are at odds with scientists over Ebola as the state's governors back 21-day quarantines for medical workers returning from West Africa, while the nation's top infectious disease expert warns that such restrictions are unnecessary and could discourage volunteers from aiding disease-ravaged countries. The two governors, late on Sunday, emphasized separately that their policies permit home confinement for medical workers who have had contact with Ebola patients if the workers show no symptoms. They will receive twice daily monitoring from health officials.
Yeah, that's what we need to do is tie all of this up in the government. Instead of working on a vaccine that works on everybody, let's tie it up with a bunch of politics
and policies and red tape. But this is actually stuff that we had talked about, the workers just kind of doing on their own, not being mandated by the government or their state's government to do it, but just to, hey, just to make everyone feel better, because the public is not as smart as you when it comes to infectious disease. They're scared. Stay at home for 3 weeks.
And in this
or
instance,
for a period.
I'm not just talking about shutting down all businesses, but I don't think a little paranoia is bad with the we'll just call it a scare, because it's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's horrible. I haven't really seen anybody, short of all the hand sanitizer in the men's restroom, I haven't seen anybody really react with, you know, like grocery stores. They already had those handy wipe things that you can wipe down the shopping cart if you grab it.
Right. I have friends who travel. They say they've noticed more people wearing, you know, the sanitary masks and different things, and the little, even the little booties on their shoes, which actually is probably
wearing that on a plane.
Yeah, and even just in the terminal as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, you're going to have people that think it's airborne, or it's they think it's easier to get than it actually is. And the reason why is just good old-fashioned ignorance.
And really all it would take is if, first of all, everybody that's gotten it has been a caregiver to someone who had it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody's really thought about that. Somebody who was around someone a lot
and
who had it.
And
all it takes is for you to take care of them with their vomit or their diarrhea or whatever and forget and rub your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. There has to be contact, and it looks like there has to be extensive contact, not just a quick hug. You're talking about the people that were taking care of the Duncan guy at Presbyterian Dallas. They were taking care of him nonstop, cleaning up his vomit and his diarrhea all the time. And then you had, was it Jesse Jackson came into town mm-hmm. to make sure he's getting the care that he deserves. I think he was getting it. Sometimes people get something and they die. People die from the flu all the time.
They really do. We take a lot for granted in this country. Yes, it's, you know, it's patriotic and it's fun and we're free, but we also have really good medical care. If you're not ever sure about that, watch some unedited stuff from international reporters that are in West Africa doing Ebola stuff or places that are you know, infested with malaria or the actual flu that will kill you in parts of the world. One of the biggest reasons we don't have those types of problems here is because we have really good sanitation because we can afford it.
Have you met anybody new recently, went to shake their hand and they pulled away? That's the first thing I thought would change with just common interaction.
You know, actually, I was at a house party on Saturday night. And
what were you guys doing? Licking scabs?
Oh, yeah. It was a scab lick party.
But you wouldn't shake hands?
No handshaking. No, I don't think. I didn't really notice anyone that I can recall. I mean, there was a really drunk guy. You'd stick your hand out to shake, and he was going to the left or the right. He ignored the one in the middle.
I appreciate the effort, buddy, but that's my penis. Well, I always go for the one in the middle.
All right. Well.
All right. So you haven't really noticed it. I haven't.
And honestly, I'm kind of surprised because usually we're all really dumb, and we'll do that sort of thing. Or if you shake someone's hand, they immediately grab, you know, the Purell or whatever.
I didn't even think about it until after, where was I? Best Buy over the weekend. Met a police officer. He recognized me, came up. We shook hands. I didn't even think about it until afterwards. I wonder if anybody has just stopped with a hands thing for the time being.
I'm sure some people have.
I've noticed a few people like wanting to just do the fist bump. Maybe I'm noticing it just because of the new scare, but...
It might be twofold. One, because of the Ebola scare, and the other part was like a month ago or whatever long, there was a study done that said the best way to not cross-contaminate is to fist bump instead of handshake.
Oh, and then this, while we're talking, we're on the video section, mm-hmm. trying to decide what I was going to buy. And then his wife comes up. He introduced me, took my hat off. I said, ma'am. He nudged her and went, see?
See,
it was almost like they had planned the entire event. You know, let's follow him, and then you wait, and then when see if he don't take his hat off when you come up.
I wonder if they bet.
Yeah,
because I bet the husband said, "I bet when I introduce you, he takes off his hat." He's like, "No, he's not going to do that. I'll bet you $50." Okay,
you owe me sex tonight.
I'll bet you head.
Good sex.
Good sex. Not this Tuesday night crap.
No, where you just go ahead, you start, you blow me, you still got Swanson's pot pie over the top of your lip.
Oh, crazy drunken Saturday night sex where I don't clean it up till the middle of the night.
Okay.
Anyway, so. Then Monday morning, New Jersey officials said nurse Casey Hickox had been symptom-free for 24 hours. This was another worker who had been quarantined. And then she threatened a lawsuit.
Is this the one in New York?
Yeah. And then they basically said, okay, yeah, you're fine. You can go.
A lawsuit based on what? The fact that she was being held in her home or
basically
wherever
yeah,
they kept her?
Yeah, basically. She was held in isolation at a hospital in a tent. A hospital isolation unit. She actually even took some photos. They're black and white. They're not that great. But you can kind of see the top right is... the isolation tent sort of thing she's in. But the bottom, bigger photo, that's her toilet. It's like a tent. It's like fabric, tent fabric.
Looks like a toilet that they would use in the military, one on the fly.
Exactly. And then...
although, if I was out the military, I'd just kill one of the enemy and do it on him.
Makes sense.
For a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
The tent, it's a not that big of a photo. Tent looks pretty good sized.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the toilet that's in one of those. It almost looks like a porta potty tent. It's about the same size as a porta potty.
Yeah, and then it's a box that she would sit on.
Well, that's the way it works.
I know, but it looks like an actual little file cabinet. But inside it, where the hole is for the opening, it's just the plastic bag. So then someone obviously has to go and collect that.
My guess is they don't collect the bag. This thing, I can see it's got those heavy-duty fold-down handles on the side.
Oh, okay.
My guess is they pick that up and just leave it outside for UPS or somebody.
Put that in the pet bag.
Stick a label on it. Yeah.
It's okay to shake this around. Nothing fragile inside.
So because of all this, the gulf between politicians and scientists over Ebola widened because you had the top infectious disease expert saying that mandatory 21-day quarantining of medical workers is unnecessary and could discourage volunteers from traveling to the danger zone, which could then make Ebola worse.
All right, so they want to focus on, is it South Africa?
West Africa.
Okay. Africa, where this is rampant. It really is a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on that, which is appropriate, but you still have to take precautions here so we don't have the same problems pop up. Because even though we've got state-of-the-art medical facilities, if people don't get there quick enough, you're going to die.
Right.
And that's about as simplistic as you can make it. Work with the people in West Africa, get that fixed, but in the meantime, still have protocol here so people don't die.
Yes.
Thank you. What do you got, Alfie?
Those are people calling about Ebola worries.
Yes, Scott.
Hey, Scott. Hey.
Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, come
hey,
on.
Boss.
Yeah.
It started about 38 years ago, and like here, if it was as contagious as everybody believes it is, or if the mainstream media, not you guys, the only sane ones I've listened to lately, want us all to believe it is, it would have wiped out most of Africa by now.
Well, they've had three or 4,000 deaths?
Yeah, I think so.
But look at how many people were in Africa. If it was as contagious as everybody wants to believe it is, it would have run rampant through Africa.
You're right in that situation, and I don't understand how this is, thanks Robert, how this has turned into a political match, game.
Well, because anything can be turned political, because God love them, politicians, that's their job. But they have different opinions.
I mean, it's not full-blown, you know, bipartisan where this may take forever, like the locking down the border.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like politicians are going to get in the middle of this and slow down the process because you've got, the government in New York?
New York and New Jersey. Yeah, Cuomo in New York and then Christie in New Jersey.
Now, what does Governor Christie say?
Oh,
he's normally the one with some logic behind him.
He's the one that locked up the nurse for the 21 days initially. Then he acquiesced and said, okay, fine, after some testing, all right, you're good, you can go, but we still want to keep an eye on you.
All right, so she didn't have to stay in the tent. Did they just make her stay at home?
Yeah, I'm not sure if she has free reign, but she's able to leave, and I think they're doing home stuff. I don't think they're telling her you cannot leave your house. I think they're just highly discouraging. Because they're also walking, even as a politician, they know that there's legalities. It's really difficult for the government to tell a person, you are not free right now.
All right. What is Governor Christie? Is he a Democrat?
He's Republican.
Okay. I don't know why I thought he was a Democrat. It just always confused me because I ended up agreeing with him on a bunch of stuff. And if I ever voted, I would always vote mostly Republican, but it would be based on the person and not this straight party ticket crap.
Right.
Well, if they're Republican, then they got to be good guys.
No.
What about Lieutenant Governor Douche Dog?
He's Republican.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him.
If any position that's filled in the Texas government, high power, governor, lieutenant governor, most of that's typically going to be Republican.
Yeah. Governor. Yeah, really, governor. Judge Coors in Tarrant County.
Okay.
He's Republican.
All right.
He don't like Democrats at all.
Actually, none of that surprises me. That seems right on right on the thinking. Yeah.
He a Democrat? Why do you ask? Guilty.
Yeah, because if there's only one proper response to that, and it's hell no.
Who you voting for, son?
You Democrat. Am I wearing all red? Do I look like a commie? You're right. That's kind of a Southern thing. I'm Republican. I don't care how stupid I sound.
And I've given my family hell for years. Like my grandmother and my mom, my aunt, they all just straight party ours. It's like, why? Because that's what we believe.
That's whatever it does. Every Democrat.
Yeah, and he does it on the opposite side. It's like, no, that's how bad ones sneak in. And like, I'm gonna rely on these idiots. It's like some small office, and that's how some politician gets his start, because everyone just went straight party, and somehow he was able to sneak in. And it turns out that whatever party he is, I don't know, maybe he's a fascist or he's a mass murderer, and he even put it on his sign. I'm a mass murderer, but you straight ticketed me.
And I'm sure that's how Republican Hank Johnson, I can't remember the state.
Is it Georgia? Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Probably how he got into office. My guess is he's Democrat.
He is.
But he probably just got in by somebody voting straight ticket.
I would.
Put me at the bottom someplace.
The chick he beat out, though, was the crazy, crazy nut job who got in a fight with Capitol Police.
The one that didn't want to show her ID?
Yep.
Man, I'd rather be convicted of selling meth than lose to Hank Johnson.
God, I can't even fathom him in a debate. Mm-hmm.
What is line three?
He's calling about more Ebola worries.
Yes, Leo.
Yeah, I was calling about that handshaking deal.
Good. I'm glad you guys got a handle.
Thank God.
What did he want?
He was saying that his company has always had a policy of shaking customer hands whenever they come in the door, but just recently corporate has made an edict saying, don't do that anymore.
What if the customer extends their hand?
I don't know.
Maybe the company changed the policy to have no policy on it.
So there's no liability?
Exactly.
We can't tell you what to do, but we're not encouraging you.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know what company that is, because that way I could just walk in with a bunch of blood all over my right hand. I don't know what you guys are selling, but you look like some fellas I'd like to shake your hands.
I really respect you.
Put her there.
Yeah. Don't worry about this. It's almost dried.
Yeah.
And these other things, they ain't dangerous unless you actually stick a needle in them and the pus comes out.
can we seal this with a tongue kiss?
Yeah. I tell you what, I'll buy out the entire stock of this store if you guys will do the Indian Blood Brothers thing with me.
Some guy, some sales guy would do it.
Yeah, there's always a Herb Tarlick.
Exactly. He's in the back. He's cutting his hand open. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be CEO.
To go into different companies and just start shaking people's hands. I can't wait to stop by Pep Boys. I don't know why that just seems funny to keep going and give it to Manny Moe and Jack.
There's an advice column. Slate, online magazine, news magazine, Russ. Slate's advice column, Dear Prudence, it's kind of like Dear Abby, responded this week to a wealthy person's concern about Halloween seemingly becoming a free-for-all in which the less fortunate kids seek out their rich neighborhoods to get better candy.
We always did that.
I know.
I lived in Pleasant Grove. Well, it's too young to drive, so we couldn't go too far. You just knew of the houses that gave away the better candy. We mm-hmm. couldn't really walk to more affluent neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's not like you were going from Pleasant Grove and you're shuttling over to Highland Park.
But it was really, you're always content. We always got more than we could ever eat.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was just a bunch of those, I don't know if they had the bite-sized Snickers back then, but they had the tight wad candy.
Mm.
Give me Smarties, really?
What's a Smartie?
It's this little roll of like fruit-flavored
Chalk candies.
Rolades, yeah.
You kids want Rolades? You're probably going to need them after I give you the these Tabasco-flavored Snickers. So this is a person that, that has an issue with, like, somebody coming from a poverty-stricken neighborhood mm-hmm. to an affluent.
Yes. He signed off his letter to Prudence as Halloween for the 99%. He said, I live in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the country, but on one of the more modest streets, mostly doctors and lawyers and family business owners. I've noticed that on Halloween, what seems like 75% of the trick-or-treaters are clearly not from this neighborhood. Kids arrive in overflowing cars from less fortunate areas. I feel this is inappropriate.
How does he know where they came from?
I love also he says clearly. I think he's pointing out here because the kids, the less fortunate kids.
I'm going to guess he's talking about black kids.
That's my assumption as well. But he also says they're overflowing out of a car.
Okay, that could be another ethnic reference.
Mm-hmm. He says, Halloween is not a social service or a charity in which I have to buy candy for less fortunate children.
You don't have to buy candy for anybody. Just turn your lights off, don't answer the door, and don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Is that where you? I'm sorry.
No. That was a thought I had. Why does this guy not know that? Turn your light off. You know what? Don't even be at home.
Well, I'd like to reward the kids in my neighborhood for being good kids for the entire year.
Well, in that case, when you see one on the street, go outside and say, hey, kid, would you like some candy? You do it the old-fashioned way.
Just load up my big white van full of candy.
Drive around the neighborhood and say hi to the children.
Spray paint on the side, candy van.
So what is he, how is he on this?
He basically says, should Halloween be a neighborhood activity or is it legitimately a free-for-all in which people hunt down the best candy grounds for their kids? And Prudence basically just shamed him back saying.
Well, you can read what she said or
okay.
He.
Prudence says, in the urban neighborhood where I used to live, families would do the same thing. Some people were overstocked with candies. Delightful to see all the children having fun, having the time of their lives. So my parents would spend an extra $20 to make sure we had enough candy for kids who were not as fortunate as ours. There you are, Mr. 99, on the impoverished side of Greenwich or Beverly Hills, while the struggling lawyers, doctors, and business owners of your neighborhood, your wine makes me kind of wish that people from the actual poor side of town come this year, not with scary costumes, but with real pitchforks.
Well, they don't need costumes. They're already scary when they got out of their cars.
Stop being callous and miserly and go to Costco, you cheapskate, and get enough candy to fill the bags of kids who come one day a year to marvel at how the 1% live.
Take it as a compliment as opposed to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The people over there in that neighborhood, they give good candy and they're nicer to us. The only ones I didn't really want to give candy to when I still did it was teenagers. Didn't dress up,
right.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Couldn't even wear your cheerleader outfit from
easy
late high school. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:34, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlate.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Getting started off in Fort Worth. Westbound I-30 just before East Loop 820. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to East Chase Parkway. In Carrollton, northbound I-35 right at Beltline Road. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up all the way back from the Northwest Highway. Moving into Richardson, northbound 75 right at Beltline Road. Got an accident there blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the I-5. And finally, in Richardson, southbound 75, just before Arapahoe, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Campbell Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the album Rock or Bust. I'm not backselling it.
Oh, man.
Eagle weather brought to you by Slotskis. Tonight, cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of just 78. Right now, it's 83. The 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What?
You make it stinky?
I just wanted to make sure it was me that was rancid, not one of you guys. Let's check my armpits.
Forget deodorant?
No, I use that, forget what it's called, but you have to put it on at night before you go to bed. I don't know. It's not prescription, but it's close.
Oh, for antiperspirant stuff?
Yes.
Is it Certain Dry?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been using more of it because since I'm on the low-carb diet, I'm sick of meat, so I'm adding onions to almost everything.
Oh, you're just trying to get different flavor stuff?
Yeah. And also onions are good for thinning your blood, which is good for your blood pressure.
Oh, yeah.
But
how much onion?
Enough to where I don't like me.
You think?
If it's enough to be irritating where you check your own armpits, that's too much.
Mm. See, I have that when I'm, because I have certain shirts I wear at the gym, and some of those are a little funky that I need to get some new ones.
Yeah, because I don't care how long you soak it in whatever.
Mm-mm.
It just won't go away out of the shirt.
Yeah, at a certain point, you just got to throw it in the trash and buy new ones.
Alfie, these two lines, are they two different topics?
Two different topics. One's Ebola, the other one's Halloween candy.
Okay. Yes, Blake?
Hey, Russ, huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
Just calling in about the Ebola scare stuff. I work in a restaurant, and I'm noticing that people ask for sealed and wrapped to-go silverware very regularly to eat their meal with. You'd see it every once in a while, kind of with germaphobes, but every shift I get three or four people that do it, if not more. And I think it's kind of silly just because you're still eating off the same silverware and everything, or same plates that we've washed and stuff like that. So,
have they said why they specifically want that?
No, most people don't state it. I've had a couple people say that they just wanted to make sure that they had completely sealed silverware. But, I mean, it's just much more common now.
So you trust me with everything else, touching your plate. You don't see me wearing gloves. Do you say you're a waiter?
Yes, sir.
You don't see me wearing gloves when I hand you your food. You don't know where the bread came from. You don't know whose ass that was up, what happened to the drinks, where the ice came from. But you're worried about the silverware.
Exactly.
You're worried about the utensils and not what you're actually going to consume.
Yeah, I think it's retarded.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'm hoping he doesn't tell them that. It's retarded, but I'm going to do it for you.
Well, there are too many other variables.
Yeah. At that point, you just shouldn't go out.
What type of environment does Ebola like? Is it like warm, moist? I know it doesn't live long on
just in the air.
On non-porous things.
I'm going to guess moisture it's a fan of, simply that it lives in vomit and diarrhea, so saliva type stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to say moist it likes.
All right. And Alfie, too, is about the trick-or-treating?
Yes.
Yes, Mitch?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just had a thought on that Halloween deal. I know you guys probably had done with it, but, you know, some of these people, I know we went in our neighborhood when I was a kid, but I'm sure if my parents didn't feel safe in that neighborhood or the candy was safe in that neighborhood, they probably would have taken us to another neighborhood.
Yeah, that was the biggest reason. See, we never thought about that when I was a kid, because a lot of the streets that we went to, we didn't know the people. You just always assume that it was, even if it was a, you know, here's a bowl of soup. you just take it. We didn't, I don't know why things have dramatically changed since this would have been the mid-70s. But you're right. Up until a certain point, our parents, or my parents, would take us house by house.
Right.
And then after about, I don't know, six, they let us go by ourselves.
Yeah, and you run around with a pillowcase.
Oh, that was a joke. I never thought of a pillowcase.
I remember seeing kids with those before.
Yeah, just
asking,
that, to me, that would seem like, all right, this guy's just out for the haul. I could see, you know, having one of your friends, I stand around the corner with a pillowcase. I'll walk up with this little small plastic jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm.
I like a really small one, about the size of a coffee cup, and just go to the door and go, I haven't gotten any candy. And then go and dump it and cycle people through.
Yeah, yeah, because in that way they fill up your little thing as opposed to just giving you like one piece of candy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where we went, because we always went. I lived on Yeah, I can say this. We don't care.
You're not living there now.
No. It was just funny. Lived on two different streets in Pleasant Grove. The first street was Crusader Drive.
Ooh.
Which I didn't think about till a few years ago. It's like, it was destined.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved to Connor Drive in Pleasant Grove. And it seemed like the better houses or the better candy was over on Pleasant, which was just like a block or two over.
Right.
So we could cut through backyards, whatever. Sure. Get over there and take like three or four different masks and just go up to the house three or four different times. Change masks.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
You wearing the same clothes. That's another kid. Different mask. Now, stick them up.
And that's how you trick-or-treat in a grove, whether it's the 70s or today. You got to hold the bitch up.
Treat or gunshot wound?
You better answer quick.
Because either way, I'm getting the candy.
The scenario works out in my favor every time. You, however, have a decision to make.
And it's... When I lived in South Lake is when a car would pull up in front of the house and everybody would get out, come up to the house to get candy. So you knew that they were all, at least the driver was over 16.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all going from house to house. So I don't even know if they were from South Lake. I didn't care if they were 16. They didn't really get dick, especially if you weren't dressed up.
Right.
That's the whole idea is you're sort of rewarded for dressing up. But the guy that wrote into that advice column, the Dear Prudence?
Dear Prudence, yeah, it was on Slate.
I don't know what Slate is.
It's online magazine.
Oh. I'm going to guess he's getting grief from somebody.
Yeah, that's a thing that it was very active on social media, everyone just blasting. Oh, the comment section, I'm sure, was just...
Well, it is. It's
a treasure trove.
If you live in a, I'll just say, medium-income neighborhood, and you have... kids from bad neighborhoods, poverty-stricken neighborhoods coming over. You got the cash. What are you worried about?
The other thing
it's not like you're almost out and you go, well, I, on my limited income, living with business owners and doctors and lawyers on the street, I don't have enough in stock.
Yeah, the other thing that this guy mentioned I left out on his letter, with the kids coming into his neighborhood, he says, I feel this is inappropriate. Halloween is not a social service or a charity in which I have to buy candy for less fortunate children. Obviously, this makes me feel like a terrible person because what's the big deal about making less fortunate kids happy on a holiday? But it just bugs me because we already pay more than enough taxes toward actual social services.
Oh, praise God. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And brother got a point.
I left that out for a reason.
Those kids don't benefit from my property tax. Well, they do with the Robin Hood plan.
And schools in general.
But it's... They're kids. Just think about it. Let's say it's a black-white thing, because my guess is that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think if one white guy treated a little black kid in a courteous fashion, maybe that would change somebody's perception? And maybe... I don't know. I think word of mouth works in the black community just like it does with us honkies.
It does, absolutely.
But if you're a dick to a little black kid, that's going to reinforce a stereotype they may already have in their mind.
Yeah, and then we just maintain the cycle.
Why don't you try breaking the cycle instead of just keep going in circles, you cyclical dick?
I just thought it was funny. It's like I feel like a terrible person, but not really, because I still feel it's stupid that I'm giving these poor kids candy after I already give parents all my money anyway.
Well, what advice was he looking for? Because we already know what he already knows. He's an a-hole. He said, "Feel like a bad person." Are you looking for somebody to say, "Here's why you shouldn't feel bad," because you're not going to get an answer.
I think
short of other elitist, yeah. We pay more money in property taxes. Not even these kids, not even from our neighborhood. We got to lock down these borders. Whatever development we live in, we got to shut them down.
Everyone's worried about the border, you know, the north or the south. And really, they got to make sure their gated community is well fortified.
I know where these people came from. They all, it's like 85 of them jumped out of a 74 F-150 pickup truck. You know where they came from. Oh, yeah, it's okay when they're working on your house or doing other things.
Yeah, but
when they come for free candy, now you got an issue. I really hate rich people. I hate people in general, but I'm starting to categorize it now.
Nice. How is your neighborhood as far as trick-or-treating? Because, I mean,
it's I don't know. I never make it home in time.
See, that's the other thing that we always run into is you're right, because everyone now gets trick-or-treating done before the sun goes down, because that can't happen anymore. It has to be during happy hour.
I would guess if I was at home for the trick-or-treaters, there couldn't be that many, because there are only like,
30 houses?
Maybe at the most in our development, because each one's sitting on at least a minimum an acre of land, maximum about 3 acres. Now there's one out there on 10 acres.
Woo. Yeah, so if
and that one, I know they don't get any traffic because their house is way off the street with 2 security gates. And I'm sure they probably have an off-duty Frisco officer sitting on the roof.
Mm-hmm. Sniper.
Is that a sniper? That's a police gargoyle.
It's decoration.
I wouldn't guess that there would be that much traffic.
That's why I don't
really dress the house up for Christmas, because how many people are going to see it?
That's true, but you see it, and you like that. But
I also know I got to take it down.
Yeah, that's true.
And there was one year, I don't know what I was on, but I decorated the house side to side, fence line to fence line, with Halloween stuff. That's when I made all those tombstones.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did get off on that.
I don't know why. Maybe we were doing mornings at the time.
We were. We were doing mornings.
Were we?
We were.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh. Along with those crazy kids.
And then when we moved to afternoons, I don't give a rat's ass. And if I decorate the house and the trees for whatever for Christmas, I'm using those cheap twinkle lights, and when they come off the trees, I'm just cutting them off.
Slip and fall.
I'm not saving $1.99.
It's worth it just to buy new ones next year.
Unwrap them and then roll them back up, because it doesn't matter how you roll them back up. When you pull them back out the next year, they ain't in the same roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they go up in the attic and party.
I actually did that one year with our tree lights on different strands. I had rolled them up and zip-tied them in 3 locations, and they still managed to put themselves in a figure eight.
And we don't have any type of homeowners agreement that, hey, everybody really needs to decorate. I got one complaint one year. The big window of my house, it faces the street.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a life-size Santa Claus. It was pretty pricey. And something happened. We had it lit inside my office. That's the window that faces the street.
Okay.
Had it lit inside the office so you could see it from the street. Something happened and his head fell off. So you got the little elf that it came with.
Right.
It was about, 3 feet tall, just staring up at the headless Santa.
I'm guessing you didn't know that the head had fallen off
until you got the
complaint?
No, I don't even know how it came off. That's probably that guy that moved here from Southlake that was accused of slapping his bitch around.
Mm-hmm. Makes
Look
sense.
What he did to Santa.
That sick son of a bitch. And he lights it up.
In fact, I never bothered putting the head back on him. I may bring him up to the studio for the holidays.
Yeah, do that.
Just stick in the corner. Santa Hollow. Do I want to take these, Alfie?
Yeah, line 2.
All right. Yes, Eric.
Hi. Hi, guys. All right, am I there?
Well, let's let him think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I can handle existentialism right now.
Have you made a decision?
I'm sorry?
What did he want?
He was saying that he doesn't like it.
Am I there?
That sounds like a personal question. Yeah. I think only you can really answer that.
I'm sorry, what?
He was saying that he doesn't like it when the poor kids who are also rude come to his neighborhood.
Rude, you're not getting anything.
Yeah, well, rude can be poor kids and rich kids. So yeah.
You don't have to throw in the qualifier of those poor kids were so poor and so rude.
Mm-hmm.
Just rude, you get nothing. It's like I said in South Lake, the teenagers that would come up and just, they just had like paper sacks, like just a passing thought on the way home from school. Hey, let's stop by and steal some, just lunch sacks. Like, draw on it. Do something. Don't just come up as a teenager. I know what it sounds like on the air, and you think you're going to get something.
Yeah.
But at least have your ID out. So I know how old you are.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, on one hand, I try to put myself back into high school mentality, and I know I would have known friends who would do that to go trick-or-treating. I never wanted candy that bad. I would, at that age, I would just go home and get some.
I don't think it would. What?
Candy.
Oh. I don't even think it was a candy. I think it was the haul. How much did I get? Mm-hmm. How much can I get?
Yeah.
Can I beat last year? Because most of the candy was a bunch of crap.
Right. I could always tell, like, the crap candy, because I think my mom got crap candy one year, and I told her, that's crap candy. She had gone to Sam's and got the sugar flavor. It was, like, basically all the stuff with the Smarties, the Tootsie Rolls, the Dum Dum Pops. Basically, just, I didn't like any of that stuff. You should get the good stuff. Get the candy bars. Get the Reese's Pieces, lady. Get the peanut butter cups.
Well, back, did they have the smaller versions of the candy bars?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we had the bite size when I was a kid.
I don't think
so. I think some of the neighbors would actually bite it off and spit it in your bag.
There you go, kid.
One day, companies are going to realize this is a good idea.
They got Twix.
But I only got one. Half.
The bite marks.
Friends area. I don't. Yeah, we got a break. I'll take it. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Russ. I actually went over to a friend's house last night because she asked for some help distributing candy, because on her street they go, I guess, almost a week ahead of time. They put a barrier down on the street. They let all the neighborhood kids go from driveway to driveway getting candy, and then a lot of them just shut their lights off on Halloween night, because they were getting busloads of kids from other neighborhoods dropped off there. I guess they just wanted to give candy to their own.
Oh, when you say busloads, you're not exaggerating.
No. They said a bus came up and dropped 30 or 40 kids off.
No.
Wow.
I don't mind helping kids out, but you're not picking my neighborhood and just dropping them. This is not the mall.
Yeah, so now they have their own little...
they have their Halloween about a week before, and then the streets are blocked off on Halloween night.
No, they blocked the streets off for the thing they did last night, so that cars aren't driving through.
Oh, okay.
Just running around in the street. And then I'm sure some of them still cater to trick-or-treaters on the actual Halloween night, but she was saying a lot of them just turn their lights off, and that's that.
Now, would the bus pull, like, in the middle of the neighborhood or development, you just see them all get off, or were they at least sly enough to park at the end of the street?
Mm-hmm. No, they said they'd pull off. I mean, it was at the end of the street, and they just let them off for that street, and then I guess they'd come back and hit another street and so on and so forth.
How could you tell they were kids from another neighborhood?
I couldn't. This was my friend. It was her house. She was just describing the events of the last few years to me.
How did she describe the children?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
She what?
She did not describe them.
Did she have nicknames?
She did not have any nicknames that I was made aware of.
Yeah, I bet
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is ballsy.
I know, because on one hand you want to say, oh, come on, you rich a-hole, just give out some extra candy to the less fortunate kids. But then when if they're bussing them in and it's becoming like just your neighborhood's overrun with, a 1,000 children, more than you would normally have.
Yeah. And bussing already had a bad connotation to go with it. Yeah, they're bussing in kids to pick up candy. Again? I don't know. Yeah, in an apartment, is it different? I don't think we ever had trick-or-treaters when I lived in an apartment.
I remember in apartments I've lived in, we would get the occasional trick-or-treater. I remember one, when I was living in an apartment in Plano, I had to do Halloween by myself. I just put the candy in a bowl out front and just said, help yourself.
You use the honor system?
I was 14.
That doesn't work in corporations, companies with a break room.
Oh, no, huh? It lasted about 10 minutes.
Have you got anybody at your current place?
I don't think so. Because, again, like for us, by the time I would get home, it's anything that would have happened is already gone.
I know it's only a few days away. I may go ahead and decorate the house for Halloween. I saw a sale on razor wire at Home Depot.
Did you just blow a book?
Yeah.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
507. This is KEGO. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Kingsley. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Forest. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Beltline. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Northwest Highway. In Arlington, westbound I-20, right at Bowen Road. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Matlock Road. That accident also blocking the exit to Bowen. And in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before East Loop Bay 20, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from East Chase Parkway. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot at win him before you can buy him tickets to the Volbeat and Anthrax show on May 27th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. To find out more info, just head to KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Cloudy and 67 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A high of 78.
What is reverse litter? Somebody throw it back in your window?
That's what I'm wondering.
Is there a spot for it?
Yes.
Oh, we'll find out.
Right now, 83 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
You know, of all the a-holy things you see people do on the roads, I don't think I've seen anybody litter in years. The only person I know that throws crap out their window is Chloe, and that's normally coins if somebody cuts him off.
Yeah, that's at other drivers.
Yeah, never trash.
Yeah, I think all the PSAs from the ones I remember from the 80s.
From the Indian crying on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. That along with the when the Don't Mess With Texas campaign started, and they showed that one of the airplane following the dude who threw a sack out.
I forgot about those, where they throw something out, and then all of a sudden this plane comes up over the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. First cops are doing it, now you're hiding out in planes. It's yeah. Over the top of the hill.
Right.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, so those always stuck with me. So I think after a while, the common thought just shifted over to, if you do that, you're a trashy person, you're going to get yelled at, you're going to be judged.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know that campaigns really work. Oh, I think about it. Deep water. Don't drown, turn around. How many people have to get rescued every time there's flash floods?
That hasn't stuck as well as the Don't Mess With Texas stuff, but
Don't Mess With Texas just sounded threatening.
Right. And then the ads sometimes backed it up, like in the case of the old fighter plane.
Yeah, that was the one that came up over the hill.
Yeah, it was like an old
man. I thought it stayed in the back of the truck. I just threw it out the window. Normally it goes in the back of the truck. You didn't have to send out an F2 whatever those to come and get me.
Because the Millennium Falcon over the...
Oh, damn!
Any state. Yeah, they're right. Top. Texas. I'm going over to Oklahoma where it's... You get a fine if you don't litter.
Help decorate our state.
Chloe, do you want to talk about where you're going tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind.
Was this your biological brother?
No, it's a brother through adoption. So.
Oh. Chloe was coming into the station last night when I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That was about six, seven.
Yeah.
So we stopped the parking lot. He goes, I need to take off Tuesday. My brother died. I went, dude, you can take off now. He goes, yeah, I don't really want to go, but I'm going to look like an asshole to the family if I don't go.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're going out of just familial spite.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We were close as a kid, but I've talked to him maybe twice in the last 15 years. So, you know.
Did you guys have a falling out, or you just drifted apart?
Just kind of drifted apart.
Okay.
I think we kept talking about it, and Chloe kept forgetting what the event was. He goes, yeah, I got to drive up there for the party. No, it's not a party.
Oh, my God.
He goes, for the wedding. No. Oh, and I think you said it was a funeral.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. He goes, guess where it is?
Yeah.
I was going to guess someplace like, you know, Hunt County, Rockwall, something like that.
Yeah.
Which
Greenville
isn't really that far of a drive, but it's not pleasant. Then he follows up and goes, guess what damn Oklahoma City it's in?
What?
Guess. Here's a clue.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Ardmore?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry.
That's what I get for laughing.
I am sorry about your brother, Chloe.
But yeah, thank you.
And I'm also sorry that you have to go to Ardmore. It's like, he couldn't be estranged in Vegas?
All the people are going to be there. When was the last time you saw any of them?
Most of them last year when my grandfather passed.
All right, so they'd recognize you.
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't send somebody else.
You send in a ringer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of those family members, just not the brother that much.
What if nobody else shows up because they haven't seen him either?
I think a lot of other people have seen him because some of the family members that called me about it were kind of guilting me, saying, you never really talked to him. You never really. I was like,
it's too late.
So what is it they're saying? That since you never really talked to him, at the very least you can do is go to his funeral?
They didn't say that.
That's what they meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't stay in touch and now he's dead. Well, then I guess I missed my deadline. No pun.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work either way no matter the situation.
You don't guilt somebody into going.
Well, that you don't do. But then even if Chloe had been in contact with him every day and not gone, his family still would have judged him.
Yeah, and there were certain family members that were cool and certain ones that weren't.
And I told Chloe, I went, if you want a note from me that says you couldn't get off, or if you'd taken too many personal days, or just that you hated him, I'll write you a note for whatever. Tell him Don Davis won't let you go. I'm sure people in Ardmore hate him.
Why would people in Ardmore hate Don Davis?
I'm sure they're... The Bigfoot family doesn't acknowledge, you know, the Red River. Oh, certainly no way I could walk across that.
It'd take him three steps.
So, I forget with funerals. Do you have to take anything?
I don't think so.
You don't have to.
I mean, you don't have to take flowers or...
You don't have to. Some families... Like, most recently, the whole flower thing is a nice gesture, but some families may not want that. A lot of them now are...
In lieu of flowers, I bought a bottle of Jim Beam, and it was really good up until the Red River.
Actually, the last two funerals that I've attended, one brought flowers, another one I brought whiskey.
Yeah, usually you bring flowers, because, like, for my grandfather's funeral last year, everybody's like, what the hell? We're going to do all these damn flowers.
And then that's what happened. Yeah, you're like, well, what do I do with all these? Some of them you keep and some of them you donate.
I forget, and I don't mean to be rude. Were you at my dad's funeral?
I was not.
Okay, because we had whiskey. Oh,
yeah. I believe that, yeah.
We're out there by the car. You guys need to come in. It's time to start.
We have to start. I'll be there in a minute. Where is he going? I know Tim Powers was there. Trey. Was Alfie there?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I think I was working. Not that that's an excuse, but
Did I tell you that Diane, my ex, showed up? I knew she wouldn't beat my ass in front of my dead dad.
I want to say I think you've mentioned that to me before, but I forget stuff all the time, so no.
Well, there's no story. She just...
She didn't chase you in the parking lot for old time's sake?
You want to get in cars and run around and
you want to play chase?
Yeah. Why don't you see you get a hold of Sandy? She get in the car with me, chases down. Which I thought was cool.
That is.
Well, Diane always knew that I was close to her dad. And I didn't get a chance to go to his funeral because she sent me an email when he was really sick in the hospital. And I didn't get it until 2 months after he died.
Oh, no.
Because as soon as I got it, I immediately sent her an email and went, okay, where is he? What are the visiting hours? She said, I don't know why, but that email is 2 months old. I went, here's the timestamp. I didn't change that like I do for Deadpool, so if I want to win.
Right.
So I have no clue about that. I thought that was kind that she showed up. And then I introduced her to Mandy. I went, here's a chick that said I slapped her around.
not to make any of it awkward, of course.
Well, it's already a funeral. Everything's awkward. Do you want to go sit up front? No, I don't think I really want to. I like to sit in the back and look to be the first one out of this place. I like funerals.
Did you have an actual service?
Yeah.
Well, not everyone does.
Well, my dad was a veteran.
Okay.
So there was the...
Well, I'm sure you had the gravesite as well.
I think that's where they put him. We bought a casket. I'd like to think that they used it.
Oh, Russ. Do you know where he's interned?
Yes. No. Yes. Someplace in Garland.
You're going to have to narrow that down.
Could be Hypermart.
Oh, no, not Hypermart.
I think it's close.
Damn Hypermart. That big gray and red bitch in Garland.
Is that thing even still open?
No.
I think it's still there, but it's been closed for a while.
I think that's where they put him.
Okay, Hypermart.
I think Hypermart's like hyper... mausoleum now. No, because he was a vet. There was the 21-gun salute.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis from our band came out and played Amazing Grace on the bagpipes.
That's very kind of him.
And look, I guess it's tradition that the bagpipe player walks off into the distance as he's playing.
Mm.
Which works, because with Travis, you can never get rid of him.
It has to be part of protocol.
So what do you think, Chloe, would happen if you didn't go?
I would have a handful of the relatives that I actually do like be very upset with me.
Well, obviously, we can't use the excuse of you can't go because we won't let you off now.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, you did. I gave you the option last night. Oh, I really need to go. How far is Ardmore from here?
Oh, I think it's about an hour and a half.
That let them be mad. That's 3 hours of going someplace you don't want to.
I think, I don't know. It's on the other side of Windstar. Ooh.
Hey, while you're there,
mm-hmm.
After the funeral, mm-hmm. and you pay your regards, whatever, mm-hmm. stop by and take some pictures of all the topless bars in Ardmore. Okay. I'd like to know where that chick dances or danced at that accused Jerry Jones of assaulting her.
Okay, right. Will do. Hey, you want to have dinner with us afterwards? Oh, no, I can't.
It's a wake. It's always good food.
Mmm. Lots of casserole.
What do you got to do?
Do you even have a suit with long pants?
Yes. It's my court suit.
I have a court suit.
You almost had a bunch of them.
What?
Had it gone to trial?
Oh, wasn't going to trial.
I know, but still.
What color is it?
It's gray.
Okay. I don't know why in my mind I just saw fluorescent orange.
Yeah.
It just sounds like something Chloe would wear.
Or plaid.
I did that in high school. I had an orange suit.
For funerals?
Yes.
Were you one of the crossing guards?
It was just burnt orange, and I thought it was the bomb back then.
Make sure you wear your suit to the topless bar and be crying. Just came from a funeral. Sure, mm-hmm. could use a free lap dance.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But you get more than that at Ardmore. You'll end up getting a bitch pregnant. And that's despite the fact that you've been snipped.
I'm sorry I accidentally cream pied you. But I'm distraught over the death of my brother that I haven't seen forever, and I didn't want to go to the funeral.
Thank you for making me feel better.
Here's an extra 78 cents for the sperm.
No, you only charge 25 cents.
I hope it comes out.
It's quarter lap dance Tuesday.
In Ardmore, it's probably every day.
Yeah. Why does that, when I said that, it didn't sound that extreme. Like, if that was the lodge, then my mind would be blown.
Ardmore, yeah, there's nothing at the lodge. Getting a swizzle stick for a quarter, that's not going to happen. Ardmore, yeah, for a quarter. Hey, it's a 25 cent Tuesday. What does that mean? Lap dances, jobs,
and
anal sex, and free drinks. Wow. And then at the end of the night, we have this chick that sets her on fire, and we all stand and sing the national anthem.
Hell of a time.
Yeah. Man, we clean up on Tuesday nights. Last week, we made almost $37.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Jesus.
All right. All right. Now, we only got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Okay.
How long's the next break?
It's medium.
Okay. Drop some stuff on it.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Daniel.
All right. Earlier, we were talking about... you were sick of meat or whatever from your diet. For generations, we've been told enemy number one to our diets is fat, but that age-old thinking is being turned on its head by a new study from the National Institutes of Health. They took a break from trying to cure Ebola. The study found that a diet that reduces carbohydrates in favor of fat, including saturated fats found in meat and butter, is better for you than a low-fat diet.
See, that's been the biggest thing, biggest hurdle I've had, is convincing myself, all right, you got to take in some fat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always been balanced diet, low fat. Carbs I never really worried about because carbs don't have any fat.
Right.
But there was this one week and I went, all right, screw it. If I'm going to do this low carb, high fat diet, then I'm stopped by Kroger and I'm buying some fat.
Yeah.
And I bought so much stuff, I just took a picture of it and sent it to Alfie. I went, I'm on. It was meat. It was eggs. It was Colby cheese. It was scoops of Crisco and just big fat bitches.
Good Lord.
Now, obviously, I've spread it out.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I missed real cheese.
It's amazing. Oh, my God.
Especially the Colby.
Mm-hmm. You get a good cheese, a good, like, whatever flavor is your favorite, and you've been having it, the low or fat-free version. And you get the full, oh my God. For me, it's butter. Because we always get like the, whatever the smart balance, not butter, butter is.
What's the brand?
No, it's actually called Smart Balance.
Oh, I always buy the brand. Hey, this ain't f***ing butter.
Yeah. So then when I have real butter, it's.
I didn't even buy real butter. I couldn't push myself that far.
It's
I got
alien.
The one with.
Oh, my God. I can eat toast all damn day if it's got real butter on it. Oh.
See, I can't even have toast. Got too many carbs.
I don't know.
The most carbs I take in is from kind of dark lettuce stuff I buy. Leafy something.
Radicchio?
No, it makes sense.
See, I knew you'd get something.
What is radicchio?
It's a type of leaf.
Oh, I don't know. It's like, this is something, hearts of something.
Romaine? Palm?
Well, let's go with Romanians.
They're tasty.
Calamar.
Anyway, the study explains it's better in terms of both weight loss and keeping your arteries clear. The study conducted...
Well, you know, how long ago did the whole Atkins thing start?
This is not a new phenomenon. This is just a study that they did over a year.
It just seems like there needs to be a balance. Your body is going to use something for energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you take in a bunch of fat, a bunch of carbs, now your body has to decide, and you might get fat. But if you don't give it a choice, then it's going to burn whatever you give it. So if you eat more fat, body obviously is going to have to turn to that because the body always somehow figures, and I don't know how that works. How is it? We're smarter in our subconscious than we are just walking around every day. It's like eat a bunch of stuff, drink too much alcohol, your brain goes, vomit, because I would never choose that on my own.
No.
But your body just knows. It's just, it's a mechanism nobody really appreciates.
You're right. There's a disconnect between our conscious self and then our brain working independently, just running stuff. Like, your brain knows.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
I don't want to puke. Your body goes, sorry.
This is not your decision.
I'm going to fight you on this one. I think you're going to lose. Think of...
I am now your brain. Think of how many times you said, I'm not going to puke. Who won?
All right, that's not fair. Because you start playing tricks and you start spinning the room.
That's how I always win.
So you can't play fair.
I don't have to play fair. I'm your brain.
What?
You can all you want, but
but you go vomit.
I own you.
I kind of like this bit.
I like it.
I'm going back and forth with my brain.
Did you have too much to drink?
I don't know.
I think you did.
See what happens when you let you decide?
You can't lie to me.
You're going to lie to me? Because, you know, me and your stomach are buddies.
Hey, there's no reason to bring him in.
Too late. Now, you're going to start doing the cricket pump move.
Please don't make me do that.
Sorry, it's out of my hands. The stomach's already in on it. I'll start it slow just because I like you.
How is that?
You'll cough up a little bile.
Don't.
And then the rest of it's going to come up.
I'm not going to let it out.
Fine, keeping your mouth swallowed again. See what happens.
It just kind of scares me that my brain is a bigger asshole than I am.
It's not due to a lack of trying.
And to negotiate with it. I will not vomit.
Okay.
I won't. But I think happy thoughts.
Spin in the room.
Want to go faster?
I am your brain. I am now in charge of the Himalaya. I'm going to start playing Love is Like, Love is Like Oxygen. And I'm going to ask you if you want to go faster. Think of it as your own state fair of Texas.
The we'll be Russ back. Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:39, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's start off eastbound in the bush right at the tollway. Got an accident there blocking the ramp to go northbound. That has traffic backed up in the area. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 right at Carruth Haven. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the high 5. Sticking around in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is also backed up back from the high 5. Last one in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Longview. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the Mixmaster. And finally in Arlington, westbound I-20 right at Bowen Road. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to the exclusive Motley Crue show this Saturday at Gas Monkey Live. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather for Dallas-Fort Worth. Cloudy, 67 tonight. Partly cloudy, 78 by tomorrow. 83 now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So you go to the break room, you get food, you're late, you don't do weather, you don't bring me anything.
Yeah, my apologies.
What'd you bring back? Stinks.
You don't have to eat it. I'll set it outside if you want.
What is it?
It's broccoli and grilled pork chop.
Oh, that's probably fine then.
Yeah.
It's funny, something can stink, like if somebody's boiling cabbage, you go over to their house, you go, what the is that? He goes, cabbage. Oh, I like cabbage.
You can have some if you want. There's quite a bit of it.
No.
The plate.
It's just odd that a lot of times if you don't know what it is, it stinks.
Ew.
What is that rancid smell? It's cabbage. And cabbage?
It's all good now.
It's no longer rancid. Now that I know that it's food and some cat didn't bisect itself.
Thank God for that.
What is the current temp? I guessed at 83.
I think it's 83. Yeah, 83.
Did I say Walgreens?
You did not.
Oh. We played the spot, though, didn't we?
Absolutely.
All right. Screw them. It's my first time.
Okay.
Well, Dan, Claude just looked out the hall and goes, I don't see him. Well, all right, just give me the weather. I think I can pull this one off.
Mm. Sorry about that.
How'd it sound?
It sounded great.
As good as a legal ID?
Well.
Shut up.
He's biased for the legal ID.
Hang on. Looking at Fox 4, they're doing a story. Have gas prices dropped dramatically?
Like a dollar per gallon.
Really?
Almost. I think
the only reason I have paid attention is if I'm out of gas, I'll stop by this Exxon. It's right around the corner.
Okay.
It's on the service road of the Dallas Tollway. Well, obviously, that's always more because of the convenience. So I never pay attention. I know I got to fill the car up. Just stick it in and let it go until it's hitting the ground and then you're done.
Yeah, up until a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago when they really the prices started dropping. I want to say it was mid threes, like 330s, 340s.
So what is it now?
It's like 275 at some places. Tara got gas last week for like 262. So yeah, I mean it's almost a dollar.
Got it this morning for 255.
Son of a bitch.
Where?
At a QT on 635.
Love QT.
Does that mean you can't tell me?
No, it was a QT on 635.
Oh.
It's Alfie's secret QT.
Well, I didn't know if he meant, hey, on the QT.
Oh.
So it'd be even cheaper at Kroger because I got a rewards card.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that I say 60, 70 cents a gallon.
Oh, my God.
Because of the rewards.
I can't even fathom. If you were to go to one of those places at 260 and then get gas for less than $2?
I'm looking at different prices. I know KRLD does this. On a regular basis. 250. This is only Dallas. Trying to find something a little more mid-cities-ish.
Mm-hmm.
299 at a Shell in Coppell.
Ugh.
259 Shell in Duncanville.
I wonder why the disparity there.
There's always disparity.
Mm-hmm. 40-cent difference between Coppell. And Duncanville.
Well,
I wonder.
I'd say it has something to do with Redbird, but don't want to offend anybody.
I understand.
259 at Quick Trip in Dallas. What'd you say you paid, Alfie?
255.
Was it at the Quick Trip on Centerville?
Yes.
220 West Centerville?
I believe so.
Okay. 255 there.
Wow.
The cheapest that, what is this? DallasGasPrices.com. 254 at Texaco on Ferguson Road at Maylee. It's in northeast Dallas. Search gas prices. What was my zip in Tarrant County? 76093, I think. It's about the same. Looks like it's cheaper in Dallas than it is in Tarrant County.
Really? It's actually kind of surprising.
274 at, I wouldn't go to that gas station.
Which one is that?
Valerie.
I think it's Valero.
Yeah.
Oh, I go there. Yeah, I wouldn't go to a gas station called Valerie.
No.
Because, you know, the sparks would...
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah. 269 at Shell on East Henderson Road in Cleburne. Cheapest I see it on this website is Exxon in Alvarado. 259. It's Exxon on US 67 at, I guess it's North Parkway.
Yeah. It's right there by the Dairy Queen.
I honestly had no idea they had dropped that much. It sounds like I never go anywhere, but I don't go that far. So when I fill up, a tank of gas could last me a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Especially since I haven't felt good enough to drive back and forth to South Lake to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think on over a week ago, I just put $20 in my tank, which was 6 gallons maybe at the time. That's lasted me over, like, just this morning. It was when my time to refill light came on. But that's just because I follow the same little pattern. I don't drive that much.
Now's the time you want to drive past one of those idiots in a smart car or Volt or something.
I know.
Right? Or just throw a can of gas at them. Look at this. So cheap, giving it away.
I know. Now I want a big jacked up truck. I want it shooting flames and exhaust.
I even want a leak in the gas tank.
Mm-hmm. I just want to leave some on the road.
And you know, big truck SUV sales will go up. Why has it dropped so dramatically? Because obviously it didn't drop a dollar a gallon last year.
One theory.
Because normally when they go from one season to the next, it's, well, they have to go up because they have to change the formulas from summer to winter mixture, whatever the hell that is. Like, gas don't burn in the winter.
And beans don't
burn on the grill. And that's from the Jeffersons. what's the speculation?
Speculation is the something with the oil industry and...
That's a good guess.
And Russia. Basically...
Also associated with gas.
True. But that is a big part. They're trying to lower Russia's standing in the world with oil prices.
We are?
I think the world. But yeah, well, I guess we're part of that.
Okay. Well, at least we're informed about it. Why gas prices going down? I don't know. They're cheaper. I know. I just fill up my car and then pump a few extra gallons on the ground.
It's like the good old days. I actually did have the thought that, like, over the last week, now's the time if you were going to hoard gas and if you were a prepper like Rob, our old producer, now's a good time to, like, start filling up some barrels. Because if you want to hoard that stuff, you got to do it when the getting's good.
Aren't we still exporting a lot of either petroleum, probably petroleum, out of this country?
I think so.
From our reserves? That's never made sense that we export anything as far as petroleum or gas.
I don't know.
Well, we can make more money if we sell it to them Chinese. Mm-hmm. Well, but what about if we need it or there's another world crisis? Well, we got a reserve. Yeah, but how much of the reserve? I don't know. I know there's always like 2 gallons left when that light's flashing on the country.
Oh, no.
We all know that number.
Uh-huh.
64 miles.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't even, with my Challenger, I have no idea what it is.
Oh, in my car now, the light will come on at 40 miles left. That's supposed on your range. At 40 miles left, light comes on. And
it'll say something like 40 miles, I forget what the abbreviation is, but means to empty.
Exactly. And then as it continues to go down, once it goes below 30, it just turns to dashes. So now it's a guessing game.
Yeah, mine don't tell me anything.
Mm-mm.
When the gas light comes on, you can hit it, and it's like, all right, what do we got left? It ain't none of your f-ing business. If you were that concerned, you should stop and got gas back on the tollway.
Exactly. It's like if someone asked me right now, how much gas in your tank? I don't know, man. All I got is dashes.
My car don't tell me too much. It's very secretive. I'm surprised it tells me that I'm almost out. What do you got, Alfie?
People calling in with their gas prices.
All right. It's a good segment. We'll just go with this. Yes, Amanda?
Hey, I paid for gas over at Coit and 121 in Frisco at the Kroger, $2.39.
Do you have a reward card?
I do.
Is that with their card or without?
That was absolutely with my car, to be honest with you. It was $2.60-something without.
Okay. So you got about 30-something off?
I absolutely did. It was awesome.
And with Kroger, they don't let you carry it over month to month, do they?
They don't. Okay. Unfortunately.
So I got, oh, I got a few days. All right. Thank you. Yeah, the other guy, it's 256 someplace. They've already beat him on that one. Get rid of the guy in Fort Worth.
Damn. This is how major you know it is when everyone's actually excited about it. When you're texting friends, I found gas for this much over here.
Yeah, I've done it before, only when I got, when I had a bunch of points saved up at Kroger. Would you like to use your 60 cents per gallon now?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like if I wasn't almost empty, I'd go, nah, let's just use the 3 cents or whatever it is they normally give you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd take a picture of that, like if I got 60 cents off.
That's right.
I'd take a picture, tweet it, Facebook it, whatever, and go, ha bitches. That's right. I'm pumping free gas.
Yeah, and that's you with 60 cents. I can count on one hand how many times I've done it where I got a 30 cent discount. I felt like a GD king.
Well, you got to buy food someplace, and I price stuff around. I don't see Kroger being any more expensive than Tom Thumb or the Signature Targets or whatever they call them, the Target Masters of the Universe, whatever the nice Targets are called.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. Super Target. I actually did that once. I price compared at a Tom Thumb versus, I think, one of the Walmart neighborhood markets or some other thing. Some stuff, for the most part, it equals out.
Especially since I always buy store brands. Those are pretty much.
Oh, well, in that case, even more so.
It's not that big of a deal. I know when I had Kenzie shopping for me on the weekends and she lost my Kroger card, she goes, but I got you a new one. I went, you go back and find the old one. Because the two weren't going to transfer because I didn't know any of the information on the old Kroger card because I got it back like in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
So I have no idea what phone number. I don't think I gave him a real name. It might have been like Otome Brown, something like that. I went, you go back and you find it. She went back to customer service. She goes, I'm looking for this. Well, we don't know that that's yours. And I forgot how she talked him into it. She goes, I'm not leaving here until I get that card.
Right. She probably told him it's a Kroger card. It's not a credit card. It's not someone's car. It's not their PIN number. It's not something actually important. It's a discount card. And all I'm wanting is the old one. You're just going to give me a new one anyway, so it's not like it's that precious.
Well, it is precious. Had a bunch of gas points on it.
Well, for you it is. But for her telling the store.
And I told Kenzie, I'm like, you don't come back without it.
You find Oda May.
Girl, you in danger.
Nice.
All right. We were doing what?
Gas,
and then
the stuff that smells bad. But then you're like, "Ooh, cabbage! I'll eat that."
All right. News.
Got it. A karaoke singer in China named Kang Han was performing at a restaurant when he spotted a regular Dong Chu near the bar, giving him what he thought was a funny look.
Dong Chu's an asshole.
Well, Mr. Dong was enjoying himself along with everybody else. This is according to the waitress. And just having a drink and
his
laugh.
His name was Dong Chu.
Dong Chu. Yeah. I didn't make these up. When Han, the man who was singing, accosted him after finishing his song.
He beat up Dong Chu.
Han beat up Mr. Dong because he thought he was looking at him funny. So he went down after.
Well, that's what I would do. You got the balls to get up, sing in front of a crowd that you don't know, doing the best you can. You're not professional. You don't have backup singers.
No.
And then you got some guy named Dong Chu giving you the stink eye.
Giving you the stink eye. And he also thought he was making fun of his voice. So he responded by going up to Dong Chu and kicking him in the face.
Good for him.
And then after he hit the ground, he continued kicking him.
That's what you do. What song was he singing? Do you know?
Unfortunately, I do not know the name of the song. However, Han later had to apologize to Dong Chu because he found out that Mr. Dong is cross-eyed. So the funny look was just his face.
Wear a sign around your neck.
He apologized to the cross-eyed man and then offered to buy him a drink. He was still arrested and charged with causing grievous bodily harm, which carries a maximum 5-year jail sentence in China. Because he kicked a guy in the face because he's cross-eyed.
Seems like you could tell that. You can tell if somebody's All right, here's the stink eye.
That's the stink eye.
Here's the...
Well, and that's what the guy who was singing, he thought this guy was making fun of him.
By doing faces, the cross eye?
Making faces at him, doing the cross-eyed thing. He thought this was his moment. He's like, hey, I'm going to take on this bully and, you know, making fun of me.
Why is it most of these things, these misunderstandings, either happen overseas or in Florida? It's like the guy that cut off his micropenis. I know that was, we got a break, but you said, we'll tease it.
Everyone?
Wife left him because he had a micropenis, so his option, I'll just cut it off.
I know, I'll make it smaller.
Now I got an excuse. And the best part of that story is the end of it.
Yes. Yes.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Dallas. Traffic blows right now. Here's the worst of it. Eastbound I-30 right at Longview. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Hampton Road. Also in that backup right at Winslow. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to the I-5. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 right at Carruth Haven. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up also back from the I-5. Moving to Duncanville, southbound 67 right at Cockrell Hill. Got a car on fire there that has traffic backed up back from I-35. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound 183 right at 360. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Valley View. Listen to Sydney Skoll this week at 8:25 in the morning for a shot at pit tickets and meet and greet passes to the Slipknot show this Friday at the Jackson. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Cloudy tonight, 67 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 78. Right now, it's 84 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
...22-year-old Oliver Ilić of Macedonia recently was dumped by his girlfriend, and he assumed it was because he couldn't satisfy her on the account of his micropenis.
Where was this place?
Macedonia.
I meant to look it up. I don't know where it is.
It's Europe.
You know, that's an answer I would have given you. Hey, where is it? Not here.
Actually, I don't. I'm not even sure. Oh, duh, of course. It's Greece.
Okay, I can't do a Greek thing.
It's, you can do kind of Italian. It's...
Your penises are small. It's a micro penis. It's like you're useless. No.
It works.
Why don't you go off and have your gay sex with a bunch of your Spartan buddies?
Well, he was so mad that he was dumped, and he assumed it was because of his tiny penis.
So she didn't actually say?
No.
Okay.
He decided that he would slice it off.
The only thing I could think that makes any sense is, well, I can tell them I lost it in some type of accident, so they'll never know if I had a micro penis. Okay. What are you going to not satisfy them with now?
Right.
Like, possibly they felt sorry for him if he said, well, you know, I lost it in a chariot race. Were those Greeks?
Yeah. Oh. Greeks, Romans, yeah. They had chariots.
I lost the pink slip to my penis in a chariot race.
Well, when his crotch would not stop bleeding, he had to call for help.
Why is it they don't think of, oh, veins and capillaries and vessels and blood pump it out of your heart.
And also, let's keep in mind that this is an organ on your body that is designed to fill with blood. It is It is damn good at it. So it's going to have a lot of those things in there.
Did it say how small it was? I know Mike. I don't look at micropenis because it's going to show me pictures. I think it's an inch or less.
It's a nub.
And that's supposed to be fully engorged. Well, ready for business.
As far as the engorged thing, I don't know.
Well, that's because some of them look kind of small. See, mine looks. I don't want to talk about it.
Anyways, so paramedics rushed him to the hospital and also recovered his severed penis from his tiny garbage can. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Surgeons were able to reattach after 5 hours of surgery. Great news, right?
That's the part that's got to piss him off.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, good news, Mr.
Illick.
Mr. Illick, we were able to reattach it.
Did you hear I cut it off?
However, even though the surgery was a success as far as reattaching it, they just don't know yet if it's going to function. It's too early to tell.
You mean to be engorged or to TT?
Maybe both, but I'm going to guess more so the engorged, the sexual aspect.
I don't know. I TT more than I have sex, so I don't want, when I pee, it, I don't want it to look like I'm holding my palm over a water hose. You think it's bad enough when you get the dual stream in the morning and you don't know which way to aim to hit the toilet?
God, I hate that.
With this guy, it's going to look like a 20-year-old soaker hose. I got pee shooting out the sides. Hey, who cut it off?
That's true.
Did they say he was narcotized?
I assume he was drunk or at least drunk, but no, the story doesn't mention it.
It is amazing how alcohol affect, really, if you think all the different things that have happened, mm-hmm. unless he was on some type of blowing a
hallucinogen,
a blunt or whatever. Of all the different things you've heard people do when they're drunk, it's never occurred to me, and I've been drunk. Cutting off your manhood, that's normally if you're sad, it's because you don't have a bitch to stick your manhood in.
Or,
so you never think about cutting it off. Everything with us is centered around our junk.
Yeah.
So why cut off your purpose?
The center of your life?
Yeah. You're Navin Johnson.
Wow.
Special purpose. Got the movie?
No.
Jerk. jerk.
No. Okay, now I got it, yes.
I found out what my special purpose is.
Oh, now I remember it. Damn it.
That dog no lifesaver, you call him head.
But really, I mean, everything we do, can you think of anything we do that's not centered around our genitalia?
No, it all goes back to that.
You want a job so you can get a good bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good job so you can buy a nice car, buy nice clothes, get a good bitch. Got to make a lot of money so you can hang on to that bitch. So then later she can call the police and say you slapped her around.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to have a lot of money to get out of it.
That's right. And all those things also depend on your perception of your own size. Like if you're king of the mountain and you're, you know, you can slap either side of the inside of your kneecaps, then you don't have to be concerned about some of those other things because you have that. However, if you don't, then you have to go through other means to make up for it.
It's like Randy Master Blaster, which we already know he's hung because I accidentally saw it in a men's room where there was nothing going on between us and there was no transference of money.
No, he was just beating the counter with it.
Drying off after a workout, somehow the formica had pissed him off, slapping his crank on it.
Maybe he's just drying
it off. It's like fully blown and gorged. Even somebody pulling on it. Mine's not that long.
Oh, God.
And he just slinging it around. I got to go home, put my penis on a runner. I forget what we were talking about.
Penises.
Okay.
The guy that cut his off. Because it was so small, and he thought his girlfriend dumped him for it.
So did it say what he cut it off with? Not trying to be cute, but no. If it's that small, that's going to be a hard carve. Unless they just use nail clippers.
Now that's cold.
I don't know really. I think it's an inch that's considered a micro penis.
Yeah, I mean it could have been an X-Acto knife.
I get that.
Or just a kitchen knife.
So you get a pair of needle nose, you pull it out, you cut it off, and then you're running around shocked because you're almost bleeding to death.
Yeah. Or if he really is that tiny, then you can get a cigar cutter. That's already a mini guillotine. You just got to do it. Got to go quick, baby. How is it you guys are wincing at that, but the idea of an X-Acto knife or like a chef's knife?
I don't know. It's just something about a guillotine in your head.
Yeah.
And the sound.
Yeah, you're right. Either way, you're going
to
do it.
And just deciding that's the only way to go. You got to be it's got to be more than alcohol.
I'm with you. The only time I've ever heard anyone ever doing it, at the very least, it was severe, severe drunkenness or drugs. Real drugs, like PCP.
What is the stuff that people are getting on the...
Oh, bath salts.
Yeah.
Maybe it was bath salts. Actually, he had to be on some type of drug because there's no way I can fathom, A, cutting it off, then B, being able to walk over to the trash can to throw it in there, because that's what this guy did. Because the paramedics had to dig it out of his trash.
I think I'd just let it go. As far as the paramedics, do you know where your penis is? It's in the trash. Well, first of all, I'm not digging through that. I'm a paramedic. I didn't have all these years of training just so I could dig through your trash for your dong. Now, you want us to stop and pick you up something at one of the funeral homes? I'm sure somebody will donate. I'm sure they've probably got an orangutan penis at Loma Linda in California. Probably get you a nice dog penis.
Ugh.
Chicks get used to it. It's kind of scary at first. Then they realize, it kind of looks like lipstick.
Yeah. Oh, that's so gross.
Then move on.
There are, though, at some point we will have the artificial wieners. Because they're already doing it with the vagina, that they're already implanted into four women.
Yeah, I know we talked about that a couple months ago. I don't think I ever understood how it worked.
They basically grew the tissue in a lab from tissue from inside the females.
Sort of like a stem cell.
Sort of, yeah.
So they grew a new vagina.
Around a mold, I think.
And then... A mold?
I think.
You mean like a structure mold?
Yes.
And then they put it in the chick?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You grew the only thing we needed. Hey, that vagina you grew, what'd you do with it? I put it in the chick. Why?
It's ruined. It was perfect.
You realize you had isolated the most perfect part. Alfie, is the guy on three still holding about gas prices?
Yeah, he's kind of a conspiracy nut. I was about to get rid of him.
He's a conspiracy how?
He thinks that the gas prices are because of one particular thing.
Oh, I have a theory. Does he think it's President Obama lowering the gas prices in order to help Democrats win the midterm elections?
That's pretty much it.
He doesn't control it.
Yes, Levi.
Yeah, my theory on gas prices is this. Is I think it has to do with election. Because, you know, when George Bush went out of office, gas prices went down. And, like, unprecedented before, like, 2-3 years ago. Anyway, that's what I thought about it.
Well, you know, the president doesn't control commodity prices.
Well, no, but, you know, they're, you know, the corporations got, you know, politicians in their back pocket. And if it's like, hey, you know, mention us here and there and we'll lower gas prices so people can get more votes in or something.
Okay, that's feasible. Where did you extrapolate this information from?
Nowhere. It's just kind of my own personal theory. I just, you know.
I'm sorry, that was an easy out, but he needed to know. Oh, it just came from my own personal theories. And all right, so you realize that you're just f***ing retarded. Nothing to back it up. Nothing he's read, nothing he's researched. He just said, you know, I think it's probably...
It's on top of the government controlling the prices of gasoline and whatnot, and I just kind of figured that's what's going on.
He said it was a theory. It's not like he's passing it off as fact.
But I ain't based it on nothing. I just based it on my smarts.
I'm sorry, you're what?
My smarts. And nobody can challenge me on it because you can't prove it ain't happening. The government ain't controlling the. I already know they control the weather.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Where they're making these tornadoes and hurricanes and just wiping out stupid people.
Apparently not all of them.
That's why I moved out of Tornado Alley. I forgot what I was going to say.
Man.
Screw you.
Okay.
You right wing unliberal.
Okay.
I don't know what the other side's called. I'm used to Dr. Thornton calling me liberal conservative.
Conservative, yeah.
And that's the other thing. You got enough stuff to be paranoid day in and day out. Now you think gas price, first of all, they're down. Who cares why it happened?
I'm just so excited. I want to blow out candles.
you got to worry about, it's being controlled by the government. They've dropped gas prices unnaturally.
The bad thing about that theory is it is your theory and no one believes it. So if it were true,
the government can control petroleum prices?
Right, but if it were true and the president or Democrats were trying to take credit for lower gas prices, don't you think they'd be on TV running ads saying, hey, I did this. You like dollar cheaper gas? It's me. I did it.
I haven't seen it.
Not one has said it.
I haven't really noticed any campaign commercials.
It's because you don't watch much actual TV.
No.
They're there.
But, you know, somebody's going to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Look at me. See, Wendy Davis is Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm Wendy Davis. President Obama. Me and like that. Both of us. That's him right there.
Oh, yeah.
And gas prices are down. Who's in charge of Congress, the White House, and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's Democrats. You need to vote for me for governor. I'll vote for you if you show me your cans.
See, now why'd you have to go that route?
Because I want to see your cans.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know if she's married. She's never said anything about her husband or having kids or anything.
I think she does have at least one kid. I know she's divorced. I'm not sure if she's with somebody right now or not.
She got that little thing cut off her chin. I think I'd go at that.
I'm sure that she's excited to hear it.
I'd even support her.
Not for any sort of actual voting reasons or platform or agenda. Just
I have no clue what her agenda is.
I know that
Greg Abbott right now is ahead in the polls.
Oh, yeah. And if you just watch the ads, you would think, especially Abbott's ads, you would think it's not Wendy Davis running for the governor. You would think it's actually President Obama. Because the ads start out with, President Obama wants this, and it's bad. And he wants this, and it's bad. Then in the very end of that, it finally gets
to... We're talking about whose ads?
Greg Abbott's.
Okay.
His ads, one of them starts out with saying, President Obama does this, this, and it's all bad. Then near the end, it finally links President Obama with Wendy Davis and says, Wendy Davis, basically the same as President Obama. Don't vote for her.
Wendy Davis pushed me out of my wheelchair.
Wendy Davis cut the tree branch.
That's probably she was.
She was waiting while I was jogging and pushed the tree over on me and then pushed me out of my wheelchair.
I don't think Greg Abbott would go that far, but you know he's accusing her of slinging mud. I wish I had a better phrase, but that's what they call it.
It's all mud.
They all do it. And I guess you have to, because I haven't seen anybody ever run. There's Wendy Davis right now.
With hope. I want every Texas child to have the same opportunity. But that can't happen when Greg Abbott goes to court to defend $5 billion in cuts to our schools. How much learning will your child do in a classroom crammed with 36 kids? These are our kids, and this is their future. I'm Wendy Davis. Let's make Texas stronger for every hardworking Texan.
She almost has a California accent. I'm Wendy Davis. I'm like a hot blonde MILF.
What about your kids? Kids, not kids, kids.
You know, your kids, like those tennis shoes. If you like me, Governor, I'll come dance at your house. I'm like a super, well, we defended Greg Abbott. We got to do something for Wendy Davis as far as on the air.
Okay.
I'll dance with a donkey.
Well, she is a Democrat.
We can take pictures.
Yeah. I only dance with donkeys, not elephants. God, if she's governor, I'm screwed. Not because of any platform, policy, anything.
Just having to hear her talk?
No, she's going to find out what I said.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is like Governor Davis. Did you say I wanted to do things with donkeys?
No, ma'am.
I have tape of you saying it.
Well, that was certainly not me.
I think it was you.
Yeah. Hey, do you actually know where Texas is?
I know it's on a map and such. I don't have to know much of anything. I'm like a hot moose.
I just looked up at Channel 5. Was there a NASCAR on fire over the weekend?
Probably.
Because it looked like somebody just set the rear end of the car on fire.
I assume any weekend there's a NASCAR race, something's burning.
Looks like Eddie Gossage.
35,000 people here.
And I missed it.
Perfect timing, as usual. Yeah, I think
I ruined my Wendy Davis bit.
I think this coming weekend is TMS weekend.
What's the race?
The AAA Texas 500.
Bunch of alcoholics?
No.
Bunch of tow truck drivers.
Yeah, them.
It's amazing.
I like either one.
You're right. But it's amazing how different a field the race would take on if it was one less letter. Might also cut back on a bunch of those fires.
What is a AAA?
AAA, like roadside service.
Oh, they sponsor it?
Yes.
Okay. What do you got on hold?
Those are people calling about their theories as to why gas prices are falling.
Do we know what the real reason is? I know I asked earlier. I've seen it drop before, but I don't recall it ever dropping between seasons. The companies have always used the excuse of, oh, we're changing formulas from summer to winter, or
yeah, they're changing
winter to
mix
fall.
Or
we have to change it on November 2nd when we go back to regular daylight time or whatever.
You're right. That's always been an excuse. But, I mean, nobody can really say for sure as to why the market's reacting the way it is. I mean, we've had a fairly mild hurricane season. That contributes to it. Doing more drilling. I think that Texas has had kind of a renaissance in oil drilling recently, plus the Dakotas.
And then also, Rodney.
When you say Anderson, renaissance, what?
I was going to say also, Rodney Anderson, he's got the theory about Russia tying into it.
Hmm. Okay. So nobody really knows for sure.
No.
But because it is a commodity, it's controlled by the stock market.
Yeah.
All right.
And along with OPEC.
And you can't really explain a lot of things that happen to the stock market because people react on news, sometimes things that don't even matter.
Yeah, or things that are seemingly unrelated.
Okay. Which one do I want, one or two?
Line two.
Yes, Nick.
Yeah, I was just calling because I wanted to add, to the...
All right, I hope you do one day. Yes, Anthony.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
I'm actually an oil field worker out in West Texas out here. And from what I've seen that's been going on and everything, the reason why the gas prices are dropping is we've got more and more wells popping up here, especially in Texas in the Permian Basin.
and we're doing a lot of our own refining here in Texas. But tacked on to that, they're also doing drilling throughout the entire nation.
I thought we didn't have enough refineries to actually refine the crude that we're pumping.
They are shipping it off other places to do some refining, but a lot of it is being brought back here to our nation to have it done here, which is why instead of using foreign refining processes and things like that to have it done, we're doing it here, and it's making it easier for us to get our gas and our diesel and oil to places where we need.
So in that case, Anthony, would that mean that's Obama's fault?
I have no idea. I can't even come close to blaming it on anything like that. I don't know. And
I'm just out here with a drill and waiting on bubbling crude.
Yeah. The reason I ask that is because if gas prices were rising exponentially, which they have in the past couple of years, Republicans have blamed the president. So I just figure if they're going down, does he get the credit for it?
Well, you can't. You've got to come up with another reason. You know, that's the obligatory response.
No, I know, but that's just politics.
Hey, gas is down. You blamed the president when it was going up. Now it's down. How do you explain that?
This is where it should have been the whole time. He's a demon.
I bet he's out doing, he's making money on the side with Dunkies. Subsidizing. A lot of it makes no sense. And I have no idea about economics. I know about saving money and not spending more than I need to, but
that's a good starting point.
As far as commodities go, the stock market scares me. That's why I put any money, extra money. Look at the cans on TV. Who is that?
That's Slut Dashian.
Oh, okay. I'm not hot now. That's a dress. That's a good looking dress. Nice can. What is she on? Extra. Her cleavage is out, but so are her hips.
Yeah, those can't exactly be hidden.
Well, you don't wear a tight-fitting dress to show off your cans and your cleavage and then also accentuate your big hips.
She does.
Commodities, economics.
Savings. Well, whenever you have lots of money, you're scared of the stock market.
That's why any extra money I have, I just put into a house, because I know real estate, for the most part, you're never going to lose any cash.
Yeah. So, like, worst case scenario, you retire, you sell the house and just get something small and live off the money from the house.
Well, there's not a gamble in real estate.
Right.
Put it in the stock market, you don't know where it's going to go. The only safe place is real estate or Choctaw Bingo.
You can go to Durant.
I swear. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:41, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Yep, really, Elvis. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Skillman. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic's backed up, back from the High 5. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Caruth Haven. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic there is also backed up, back from the High 5. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from the 35-183 split. In Farmers Branch, northbound I-35, right at Valley View. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back to Walnut Hill. And at Irving, southbound of the Bush, right at Walnut Hill, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Valley View. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Cloudy, 67 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 78 right now. 83 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Yeah, I've never really paid attention because we're on the air. I'm focused on the show, so I never really noticed when sundown was. I was concerned. We got our Halloween special planned for Friday.
Right.
And if the sun's still up, kind of takes away from the theater of the mind.
It does.
But it's dark outside. And, yeah, look out the window. Don't take my word for it.
It's not bad.
Not bad?
I just felt like spreading the blinds.
And we go back to, what is it, Central Time? What are we on now? Daylight Savings?
I think we go on Daylight Savings.
What's the one that's not Daylight Savings?
Standard Time?
Yes. Yes.
Central Standard Time?
Yes.
Well, no, okay. That's our time zone.
Well, I know, but if it's not Daylight Savings, then it's Central Standard Time.
Yes. Yeah, so Standard Time. So,
no. But we don't change this year until, I think, November 2nd.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. Next Saturday, sorry. This Saturday. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, you're right. It is this Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah. Which is great, because this is the one night a year.
Woohoo!
What?
Because the clocks change at 2 o'clock. So that means you get an extra hour of drinking time.
You get that every year.
That's what I'm saying. It only happens once a year.
Oh, I thought you meant this like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
No. This isn't like the last eclipse you'll ever see. No, this is 2 o'clock every year becomes 1 o'clock.
Which, you're excited about that.
Yes.
Yes. That's a fun night to be out because usually it's 2 o'clock, everybody out. Now it's 2 o'clock. No, it's not. Get another hour.
I'm surprised the TABC hasn't tried to just eliminate that loophole.
Thank God they haven't. Now, depending on the business, some businesses will
you lose an hour in the spring.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect drinking because the clocks change at 2 o'clock becoming 3 o'clock. So it's not like you lose out on the hour of drinking.
How do they pick 2 o'clock for any of this?
I don't know, but I'm glad it coincides.
Now, why is it overnight? Why not like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm up to remember it?
I don't know. In a lot of ways, that would make certain things easier, but.
The whole thing seems antiquated to me, but. All right, so on November 2nd, we fall back.
There you go.
So we lose an hour.
Gain an hour.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, good. I mean, it was a big deal when we were doing mornings.
Oh, God, that was coveted. Oh.
In the afternoons, like, all right, an extra hour. What am I going to do with that?
Hey.
Look at porn. Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be dark-ish this Friday.
Well, it's dark-ish now.
Yeah, next Friday, however, it's going to be good dark.
What do you consider good dark?
Where there's no sun. Where it's actually night.
Yeah, I don't have time to chase this one.
Thank God. What are you chasing?
A bit that's dark.
All right, just trying to keep you out of the rabbit hole.
Not falling for that one either.
Wait, falling for what?
Bunny hole.
Oh.
Hey, how about a dando spot?
What?
Nothing. I don't have anything.
Okay. Here's a not terrible would you rather. Usually from us, they're pretty awful to ponder. Would you rather have your house haunted by a ghost, a demon, or an evil leprechaun? Obviously, Halloween themed survey.
A lot of things are going to be variables. Is the ghost there to watch over me? Because according to Dwanna Bird, the psychic, some ghosts do that.
Mm-hmm.
So all ghosts, theoretically, if you believe in them, they're not all bad.
That's right.
What was the second one?
The second is a demon.
Don't want that one, because obviously that's a bad ghost. Yeah.
Yes, or an evil leprechaun.
If I understand my leprechauns correctly, mm-hmm. If you don't mess with their gold, they're cool with you.
Right.
So if... they got their gold and you don't take it. I think you're in the clear on that one.
That's a really good way to look at it. Plus, it's not so much that...
I've watched all 5 Leprechaun movies.
I know you haven't. It's
there's a brand new one. They've done a relaunch. I haven't watched it.
They rebooted it?
Yeah, and that runt guy's not in it.
Wow.
I don't know what it's about. I just saw promos for it.
Well, that's actually good for him. I think he's actually supposed to be in the new Star Wars movie.
Who's he playing? Chewbacca? Jar Jar Binks?
No, no. No, he actually, the same guy that played the Leprechaun was also the guy that played one of the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi.
What is his name?
I forget.
Warwick Davis.
Yes, him.
I was kind of disappointed he's not in the new Leprechaun movie.
Well, you know, when you relaunch, you have a fresh face and fresh angle. I don't know. Who are they having to do it?
I don't know.
Or are they just going to CGI it? Wait, it's a Leprechaun movie. They're going to have somebody.
I don't know. The thing I've noticed, and Alfie, you probably noticed this as well. Recently, the new fad seems to be less CGI and more, what do they call it, practical effects stunts, meaning they capture it through the lens. It has to happen, or they're not going to do it. There's still green screen, blue screen, they'll add backgrounds, but if a car flips over, they're trying to do that practically.
Okay.
As opposed to just CGI-ing everything. My guess is directors kind of look at it, what? Look at me. We really blew these cars up. Look at, you know, Dark Knight Rises, falls down, or whatever he does. A lot of these are
Batman falls down.
Real. I had to grunt. It's the making of a lot of movies. You see them. I think the Amazing Spider-Man 2, whatever they call it. They used a lot of cables and stuff holding police cars upside down with Spider-Man holding the car.
That's actually kind of refreshing because I remember back it was in the 90s. I always think of the Lethal Weapon movies as far as, and Die Hard 2, as far as having those effects where they were the practical ones, whereas if the building blew up, it's because the building blew up. They blew up the building. It wasn't the computer graphic stuff.
And isn't that what it's called, Alfie, a practical effect?
Yep, practical effects.
Through the lens. Which Lethal Weapon was it where the building blew up with a cat?
Three?
Let's say it was that one.
Two.
They had been contacted ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Going, hey, we're going to blow up this building. You want to shoot something here? Yeah.
And that's exactly what I was thinking about. Was that when they blow up that building?
And then the whichever Lethal Weapon it was where all these houses are being built and it's nothing really but the substructure, the wood.
Mm-hmm. That was three.
That was the one where the Chinese guy was kicking.
That's four.
Okay. That was a 80s development that went belly up that they couldn't finish. Huh. I mean, real builders.
Right.
So the directors just, producers took that over and went, all right, we'll just burn it up.
See, that's back when Hollywood had good stories, as opposed to instead the directors decided, and we're going to go inside and just hammer it out on the keyboard.
See, I don't know where I am on any of this, because if you see a really cool special effect, you just assume it's CGI and you let it go. You have to watch the making of a lot of these movies on the features on the DVDs to realize, oh, they really dangled him from that. They really put him on a harness and yanked him back towards a wall, as opposed to just doing it all with a computer. It's kind of refreshing.
And I wonder how that affects their insurance. Because, I mean, it sounds silly for us to think about that because it's not our money, but...
No, when we electrocute somebody, we really electrocute them.
That's right. But if you're a producer and you're having to keep a budget for a movie, that's something you have to think about. Can we afford the insurance for doing practical stunts? You know what? It might be cheaper to do the CGI. Then also, we don't tear our superhero in half.
But it just seems to be the fad now. And, you know, with directors, all of that just bragging rights. Look what I did. Oh, okay. You did it on computer. We dangled a police car upside down from cables. I understand how you needed to. I know your budget wasn't probably as big. Not any big deal. Probably your first movie. Don't worry about it.
I would actually like to see the directors talking smack to each other like that.
You know that always comes up. There are different things that people, nobody, a regular audience would ever notice. And the only reason a certain cut, certain effects, certain lighting is in a movie is just so one director can look at another one and go, yeah, you never f-ing thought of that, did you? It's all just trying to impress the other professionals.
What they call being artistic. But really, you're trying to get laid.
I was watching the... Do you care? Each weekend I watch something weird.
Actually, I'm starting to enjoy. What did Russ watch over the weekend?
This one wasn't that odd. I'd seen it before, but I found a few new documentaries of the making of Halloween, the original movie.
Okay.
Which they made for $325,000, made well over $50 million domestically. Nobody thought it was going to work when it was released. The reviews were bad. Huh? John Carpenter didn't know what he's doing. This is more of a trick than a treat. And then all of a sudden, word of mouth, people going, this is some scary crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just exploded. Then they wanted John Carpenter and can't think of the chick that helped him write it. Regardless. We want to do Halloween 2. Yeah, I don't really have a plot. We'll give you this much money. I thought of one. Even John Carpenter admitted in the interviews, he goes, I didn't really have anything. Because they wanted Halloween 2 to pick up the same night where Halloween 1 ended,
mm-hmm.
where Michael Myers falls off the balcony. Dr. Loomis looks over, and the body's gone. That's where they pick it up. What are you laughing at, Chloe?
Just the sound effect that happened when he fell over. It was the classic cartoon sound effect.
Although, into the grass. And I don't know if anybody noticed this. Where they pick up Halloween 2 from the end of 1.
Mm-hmm.
Loomis shoots Michael in the hallway.
Right.
And then you hear more shots, and then Michael falls off the balcony. So Dr. Loomis shoots him in the hall.
Okay.
And then there are another 6 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael falls off the balcony. Did someone reload? Because he was using a revolver. And I've never seen a 7-shot revolver. And how do you edit that over and over and look at it? Because it's not just, all right, put this together, let's go. It's not digital. It's like you're cutting video and taping it, or film and taping it together. Was there nobody on the crew that could count? Because there were 7 shots.
Right. But there are flubs like that throughout films.
That one's obvious.
To you it was, but to the guy doing it, he said, I needed gunshots. I have gunshots. We're good. He may not have grown up around guns. He may not have realized that 7 shots is a bit much for a revolver.
You know what? That's really a valid point.
He just knows because really guns all go bang.
What you're doing is, as an editor, you're trying to make the story as concise as possible without really changing the plot,
mm-hmm.
which you could do as an editor.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, gun, he shot him. All right, in this take, he shot him 6 times, but I need a bullet from the gunshot from the first one. That was the hell at 7.
It's a gun. It goes bang, who cares? Meanwhile, every police officer that's ever watched the movie is like, 1, 2, 3. Oh, come on.
I always do that in movies, but...
I do that too.
With, the semi-autos, you don't know. Well... He could have put another clip in.
True. But then there are some times in some movies and especially some TV shows, I just completely suspend the disbelief and just go with it. Like there's a scene in The Walking Dead where this old man Herschel.
Is this on History Channel?
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
No, this is on...
Cable.
AMC. Cable.
Did you know its premiere had like 17 million viewers?
I believe it. That was one of them.
How does that work on cable?
You just blow everyone the F out.
That's beyond broadcast, television, anything.
Yeah. There was one scene a couple seasons ago where old man Herschel is trying to defend his farm from zombies.
Is this something I should start watching?
I think you would like it.
Because it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. And then he's just got like the never-ending shotgun. He's just shooting left and right. Not once does he ever have to reload. It's like an automatic shotgun.
You don't even hear the pump?
Occasionally.
Was it a double barrel?
No.
Just a regular pump shotgun.
Pump shotgun. Must have killed 50 zombies.
Without ever the ch-ch noise.
Maybe a couple times, but not once ever having to put in new shells.
How is that feasible?
I did say they just didn't care.
It's magic.
I'm surprised that, who's the studio? I know we're late, Chloe. The studio that's doing all the really cheap sci-fi movies.
Asylum.
Asylum Studios.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't done Zombie NATO. to where zombies are just flying out of a tornado.
Oh, man, give him time. That sounds pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Because really, if you can do it with sharks, things that really kind of need to stay in the water.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
703, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Getting started off in Dallas, eastbound 635. All right, it's Skillman. Got an accident. Eastbound 635 at Skillman. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Lamar Griffin. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Westmoreland. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Woodall Rogers. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the 35-183 split. In Farmers Branch, northbound I-35 right at Valley View. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Walnut Hill. And finally, in Irving, southbound on the Bush, right at Walnut Hill, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Valley View. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot at winning before you can buy him tickets to Volbeat and Anthrax on May 27th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. To find out more info, head to KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Cloudy, 67 tonight, then tomorrow partly cloudy, a high of 78, right now 83, and 97.1 the Eagle.
You don't know what death is.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
When they interviewed John Carpenter, the making of First Halloween, they had $300,000 to make the movie. And they said, well, we kind of need a face, somebody recognizes. And I guess Donald Pleasance, who played Dr. Loomis, he had been, I don't know what he was in, but people knew him.
Sure.
And they said, first of all, they wanted either Peter Cushing or Christopher Lee, both from horror movies. Christopher Lee, I think, always played a vampire. Peter Cushing was always the one ramming the stake.
Okay.
And I think Peter Cushing had just been in the first Star Wars when they approached him. And his agent went, off. And I forget, Alfie, do you know anything about the first Star Wars?
I think Peter Cushing was... the general, the one who runs the Death Star the first time.
Was Christopher Lee in it?
Christopher Lee was not, but he was in the new Star Wars.
Okay. Well, regardless, they both turned John Carpenter down.
Right.
What about Donald Pleasance? And John Carpenter always wanted to shoot Westerns. He didn't want to do this horror stuff. And Donald Pleasance had been in a Western. He goes, yes, I want him.
That's so stupid.
And throughout the whole thing, obviously, John Carpenter, who had just got out of film school from, I think it was USC.
Uh-huh.
He was 30. How long do you go to school for a film degree if he was 30 when he shot Halloween?
He must have had another job and then decided to go back to film school. Because, yeah, that doesn't take film school don't take that long.
So he said, yeah, let's go with Donald Pleasance. Well, what should we offer him? Try 25 grand. Okay. So they had to go back to Mustafa Akkad, who financed it. He goes, oh, Donald Pleasance? Yes, I'll give you the 25,000. So they got him, and obviously Donald Pleasance gave Carpenter grief through the whole thing because I'm an actor.
Well,
you just got out of school.
Right. He's the experienced one.
And when the scene came up where Dr. Loomis shoots Mike, he falls off the balcony. Pleasance went, which reaction would you like? Would you like, I look down and be surprised? Oh, my God. Or I knew it. And Carpenter said, oh, man, I didn't. So I leaned back and went, why don't you give me both? like Carpenter had already thought about it.
Gotcha.
And obviously they use the one of, I knew it.
That's a good response on his part, though. Well, why don't we try both?
Yeah, let me see how you do both, professional actor man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a horrible thing when you know you're just completely outgunned on that, and then you have to pretend you know more than you do, even though he knows you don't. But at least he ends up getting the last laugh. I mean, I know there's a bunch of movies that had John Carpenter's name in front of them. I don't know any with Donald Pleasance.
Yeah, that was a deal with Halloween. John Carpenter said, all right, I can do this. I can do it for $300,000, but I want my name over the title. And the producer went, you do it for $300,000, you put whatever you want above the title. And that's how the pattern started of John Carpenter's Halloween, John Carpenter's Fog, The Thing, mm-hmm. whatever. I forgot what else was in the making of, but everybody moved lights around. It's like they had a small crew, and they shot it in North Hollywood.
Right.
Which, obviously, in the fall, don't look like fall in Haddonfield, Illinois.
No, not even close.
So they had three bags of fake leaves that they would throw out. Do you know about all this, Alfie?
Uh-uh.
Three bags of leaves that they would throw out in front of a fan.
Yeah.
To give it the look of fall. And then after the scene, they'd have to go get all the leaves. It sounds like stuff we'd have to do here.
No kidding. It's like, all right, we only have so many leaves, so when the scene's over, we got to go bag them up again.
Leaf grip.
Yeah, really.
And you already know where the Michael Myers mask came from.
That was the William Shatner face.
Mm-hmm. They told me to go buy different masks. One of them was a Emmett Kelly clown mask. The crew kind of liked that. And then they took the William Shatner mask, cut the eyes out, took the sideburns off, painted it. They called it fish belly white, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And when who was the guy? Forgot who played the shape. Michael.
Okay.
He walked out. Everybody freaked and went, all right, that one.
Yeah, exactly. I was at one of the Halloween stores last weekend, and they have, obviously, different kinds of masks. But some of the creepiest masks they have are some that are just plain blank, almost like a mannequin mask.
And that's what they were looking for, was something that you almost projected your own evil onto it.
Yeah, it's a clean slate.
As opposed to like a scary clown. Well, he's supposed to be scary, but if somebody with no emotion, now you're more worried because you don't know what the guy's thinking.
Yeah.
If it's a scary clown mask, you know he's mad.
Yeah, there's no mystery.
That's all I remember. That's what I watched over the weekend. I'd seen the making of several times. I just found a few new documentaries.
Yeah.
And it sounded like John Carpenter wanted to get away from Halloween. He used a phrase, I can't remember what it was, but he said, because that's all anybody interviewed him about after Halloween 2. He said, you know, I kind of got through that phase and started making other things. They shot it 21 days. And the Steadicam had just come out.
Oh, really?
And John Carpenter somehow got a hold of one of those and goes, I'm using this bitch.
He didn't pretty much use it the whole movie?
Yeah, I think the whole first scene where you see the POV walking up to the house.
Oh, okay.
It goes up to the front door without a cut, goes over to the side window, you look in, you see the kids making out, then he goes around the back of the house, comes in, all that's one complete shot that they used with the Panaglide. And that's all I can remember because I'm drunk.
That's a lot. You did good. Mm-hmm. Chloe giving you the reassurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. I've been drunk before. I remember much of that.
Man, mm-hmm. No way.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I can get you a cookie. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the budget was for Halloween 2, but I have never, ever heard a director in the making of, you know, the special features on a DVD.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, they gave us as much money as we needed, even though $3.25 million to make Halloween 1, and it made over $50 million domestically at that time. So I don't know what they gave him for Halloween 2. Leonard Nimoy, he was talking about directing Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home with the Whales.
Right.
I think was the biggest out of all the Star Treks.
Uh-huh.
He complained about Paramount not giving enough money. They had to forego something just to get spend more money on special effects. I've never heard anybody, Zemeckis or anybody, go, yeah, we threw money away. We were just spending on hookers.
Woo, man.
We didn't even use tissues. We just used $100 bills and doff in them. Are there any horror movies you won't watch by yourself? I won't watch The Exorcist.
I think right now the only one that ever stands out to me, and I've said this before, is Event Horizon. And that's because I haven't seen it in years.
I saw it. You told me about it, and
it didn't freak you out, though. To me, it just... But
you saw it at an earlier age.
I saw it when I was a senior in high school in the movie theater, so dark and everything, and was completely focused on it. After that movie, I was in just a bad mood for like 2 hours, and it was just, yeah. It was, and that's not a scary movie. It was just big suspense stuff. But I don't think there's a scary movie like that I'm just like, eh.
Exorcist, I won't watch. Blair Witch, I'm kind of iffy on.
I only saw that the one time, mainly because, okay, I saw it. Actually, there was a scene in, I've seen the first Paranormal Activity. There's a scene in that will freak you the F out. I'm going to go with that one.
Is that where the chick gets dragged off the bed or the very end?
Alfie, you know what I'm talking
about. That's it, yeah. Paranormal Activity, I'm not going to watch that by myself.
The very end?
Yes.
When the footprints come down? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I don't know, whatever the movie was to where this chick... She walked down the stairs like all backwards, kind of like a...
That was a scene out of The Exorcist they didn't use.
Oh, okay. Well, this happened in another movie, like The Grudge or something like that.
It is The Grudge. It's she's doing
Oh, my God.
She's doing the snarling thing. We had it in the movie sound effects there. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's mama. Mm-mm.
I can't think of... Really, The Exorcist... Only because, you know, you got these Catholic priests, and they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Power of Christ compels you. And this chick's going, lick me. It's funny, we'll believe in evil, but Jesus, nah, sorry. This is all satanic. Well, you know that Satan used to work for God.
It's true.
I mean, even Aerosmith knows that. Fallen Angel.
Yes.
All right, Cowboys starting about 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to waste more time? You want to read something? You want to go?
I'm open to all three. How are you feeling?
I don't think we've really peaked yet.
Okay. I didn't finish the survey from earlier where I asked, would you rather have your house haunted by a ghost, a demon, or an evil leprechaun? You chose Leprechaun because you don't mess with his gold, and now you have a little friend.
Well, from what I know about watching the Leprechaun movies, that's it. Well, where's me gold? Ah, you can have all of it. In fact, you want me to invite some of my ethnic friends over and take them out of their mouths? You can do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Like in that one. In a new survey, though, 41% of people said they would most want a house that's haunted by a vengeful ghost. 26%.
They would want one?
Given the option.
Okay.
They would want a vengeful ghost. 26% would go for a possessed doll.
Like Chucky?
Like Chucky, or there's a new movie called Annabelle that it's just like a girl's doll, like a porcelain doll kind of thing that's cursed.
I'm not big on dolls walking around talking.
Yeah, okay, that's another movie, The Puppet Master. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. 23% would want an evil leprechaun. Only 9% would go with the demon.
I don't know why anybody would pick the demon.
Maybe the 9% that pick the demon, they're Satan worshipers. I don't know. They just think, oh, I want a demon. They probably did it just to bust the survey somehow. They also said a majority of people would not buy a house if someone had been murdered in it.
I don't care.
13% of people wouldn't buy a house if the address was 666.
I wouldn't do it only because you know you'd never get your mail. You know that carrier's just going to walk by and go, that noise. Two not... places I don't stop, 666 and 1313. The monsters.
9% would sell their soul to double the square footage of their house.
Mm. No.
I thought you'd appreciate that. And finally, 7% would sell their soul to get a pool. So take that for what you will.
That's stupid because pools don't add to the resale value of a house.
Right. They just really, really want one. Go for a soak. Although I'd be worried about having a pool if you're running around with a demon in the house.
All right. What else you got?
Almost forgot. We'll leave on this one. An unidentified Colorado man suffered life-threatening injuries on Sunday morning when he jumped out of his vehicle to avoid being burnt by a lit cigarette he had dropped down the front of his jacket. And then he was run over by his own car. The incident occurred while the man backed his vehicle out of a driveway. As the driver jumped after the cigarette fell, his van kept rolling backwards. He was knocked to the ground. The front driver's side tire rolled over his head. He was transported to a local hospital and is in critical condition, though police say he will likely survive. And they say alcohol is not suspected in the crash, and police do not anticipate filing any charges.
Why would he think jumping out of the van is going to extinguish the cigarette?
I think he was just trying to get away from the lit cigarette.
You're not getting away from it just by jumping out.
You would, because then at least you're standing vertical, so you can swipe it and it goes down to the ground. I suppose you swipe it.
But it fell down into his shirt?
Into his jacket, yeah.
I think I would piss. I know it's embarrassing. I got no problem with pissing all over myself if I got a cigarette in my shirt. It's another phrase I never thought I'd say.
No kidding.
Pull it out, start spraying yourself.
All right, I've got one more for you. Have you ever stumbled home after a long night of drinking and wanted to curl up and snuggle with anybody?
No.
Well, 26-year-old Tyler Sullivan of Connecticut was out drinking Friday night and wound up stumbling into his mom's apartment complex. He went into his mom's apartment, hopped into bed, and curled up with a person in it. Don't know exactly what was going on in his head at the time, but we assume he thought he was spooning with his mother. It turned out, though, he went into the wrong apartment and was cuddling with some random guy. The man woke.
First of all, it's embarrassing because my mama likes to cuddle.
The man woke up, yelled at Tyler to leave, but Tyler wouldn't move. The guy ended up calling the police. Tyler was arrested for trespassing and disorderly conduct and just weird in general.
Maybe we could work a deal or something.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you don't call the police, I do a tuck back, and then you suck it from behind.
Oh. Ugh.
It's not gay if it's behind.
Somehow.
It's a tuck back.
I don't know. I think I'm actually thinking that makes it more gay.
Hey, before you call the cops, can I stick my nose in your ass?
Come on, man.
Maybe just once.
Why?
I'm going to go to jail anyway. At least look at my yang-yang.
Ugh.
Yank it. Touch it?
No.
Spit on it?
No!
Maybe just wave at it.
Get out of my bed.
Hey, you got any crackers here in bed? Because I got some oysters in my butt.
What?
I don't know.
You're gross.
I'm just killing time till the cowboy game. You like me to piss on you?
No, I want you to get out of my bed.
What if I piss on you from a distance?
How does that make it better?
I could do a good arc.
No.
I can't do the double arcs. Last time I did that, McDonald's sued me.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm, other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things. 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.